Advent calendars. We're back with another festive holiday advent calendar duel.
A duel? Stick 'em up.
Ha ha. Right? Like ride 'em cowboy.
Texas?
Yeah, we're running out of steam earlier this year. Advent calendars.
You know, advent calendars are based on kalendars, a Norse tradition where the matriarch of the household hides trinkets in little places and the children must find one a day.
Wow, really?
No, please subscribe to my new podcast, Steve's Fake Facts That Sorta Sound True, But What Are You Gonna Do? Google it?
Subscribed. Advent calendars.
24 little surprises.
Don't you say 24 little surprises every single year?
Error. Inquiry response missing. Haha, nah, I'm not a robot. I am a real boy.
You didn't answer my question. Steve? Advent calendars. Our tradition continues as we bring joy to each other's...
Well, yes, I do say that every year.
Steve, your response was a little late.
That's what you get when you move my operating system over to Windows Vista, the bestest OS herein.
The Review...
The Reviewniverse.
Welcome to the Reviewniverse. My name is Chris.
My name is Steve.
And this is a podcast about two cat-fighting men who are hired to review everything in the universe.
Meow. More like me. Great to see ya.
Oh, you usually say ow as a greeting? You said meow. More like me. Great to see.
Because you said cat-fighting.
Right.
And I was just
okay. Being... You should say ow as a greeting from here on out.
Let's try it.
Hey, Steve.
Ow.
It kind of works.
A little bit. Well, because then, well, you know what? It does work. Here's why. Hmm. Especially with someone you don't know.
Okay.
Because then you're going to say, what? Which is an open-ended question. And then you get to start talking.
Okay. Do they always assume you're getting hurt, though, you think?
I mean, why else would you say, ow? I'm the only person in the planet.
I'll give you a reason. Say hi to me.
Hi to me.
No, you know what I mean. I'll give you a reason to say, ow.
Okay, let's
start over. You say hi to me.
I almost did it instinctively. That honestly was almost an accident. That was not planned. Okay, hang on. Opening the door. Hey, Chris.
Ow!
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
What you couldn't see, Jared, is the...
our one listener.
Yeah, we only do this once a year, so we get, the callbacks are frequent. Chris is really good dancing.
Yes.
I actually did. I liked that. That was funny.
I kind of went into a blackout. I'm not sure what kind of dancing I did.
It was beatbox. Like it was like a smooth robot.
Okay.
Like as much as like 6'4 Goofy Chris can be a smooth robot.
Right.
It was really well done.
Is that a real dance? Smooth robot? Smooth robot.
I don't think so. I mean, it is now because you just did it.
So would that make the original robot crunchy? Crunchy and smooth robots? Two different dances? Ooh.
How about crunchy? I would say, because you're going peanut butter.
Yes. yes, I'm going. Like, I'm going peanut butter.
Still new to this a little bit.
The podcast game?
No, peanut butter.
Oh, right. Yes.
In the grand scheme of my life,
you were still aware of crunchy and smooth though before you could.
Well,
were
I was
allergic.
Thinking like the angles of your dance.
Yeah, Steve used to be allergic to peanut butter, but not any longer.
Yeah,
listen to our peanuts episode, nuts episode.
Yeah, my favorite editing that you've ever done.
Oh, thank you.
In that opener.
I've done a lot of editing, so that's, I guess, high praise.
Yeah.
Well, low praise, kind of.
Why?
Because I have worked really hard over the years.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. And you've done great work. We have not done great work.
So this is a podcast about two men who have been hired to review everything in the universe.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not. We're just kind of doing this yearly tradition of a Christmas episode.
Which is so fun.
Or rather, Christmas episodes, where Steve and I get together once a year and we... have two episodes, generally dueling advent calendars,
yep.
And a little gift exchange.
Yeah.
We'll explain the gift exchange next episode.
This is literally my only holiday tradition.
Really? You don't exchange gifts with your, like, sister or anything?
Nah. Kind of, but, like, that's, like, I don't know, here you go.
Well,
done.
I'm glad to be a tradition.
My only holiday tradition that's longer than 12 seconds.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right?
That's fair. well,
we've been going longer than 12 seconds, right?
I could check.
Yeah, leave and check and then come back. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, and then come back in.
Wee! Woo, 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 woo. Boing. Yes, it says 12 seconds.
Wow. Gay. In my head, I mean, in real life, of course, too, but in my head, you took like a bouncy elevator spiral up
bouncy elevator,
and then like you had like a car up there that was like ready to zoom you down.
Yeah.
It was like safe and like spring, what are they called? Shock absorbers. Yes. Or like giant springs.
I think we've been playing too much Fortnite.
Maybe. But I was really excited.
The game Steve never would, promised he never would enjoy.
That's true. But what I was hoping you would say, or give me the opportunity to say,
yes.
Is, hi, sorry. Chris.
Hi, Steve.
Ow! Yeah.
There Damn you go. It. I already forgot
no,
about
it. No, it's okay. It's okay. Well, I'm sure I'll beat it into the ground.
Well, I'll beat you into the ground if you say it one more time.
It one more time. Boom!
Oh, my God. You just can't help yourself with the shit bad jokes.
It's, you know,
My favorite one that you don't even, I don't think you even realize is a joke, is where when you ask me something sometimes and I'll go, oh, wouldn't you like to know? And you're like,
yes, that's why I asked.
Like, that's a saying that is pretty common that people say.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of a dad joke. It's like,
but that
hungry.
Wasn't a joke. That's not really a joke, though. That just hurts my feelings.
Wouldn't you like to know?
When you say, yes, that's why I asked.
Oh, well, sometimes dads hurt people's feelings.
I mean, not their own sons, usually.
Ma, you can talk to my dad.
I don't know your dad.
I don't either.
Okay, he might be nice.
There we go.
We can assume he isn't, though.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Okay.
You know, like, I know him.
Should we get him as a guest on the podcast?
Probably not.
Your dad that you haven't spoken to your entire life?
Well, no, since I was like, you know, I don't know.
Right. Wow. We could go down the list of, like, the most basic questions.
Start as dueling advent calendars by two guys.
Hey, Steve, I have your dad here.
And like, it's, oh my God, it's like a 9/11 documentary. It's like starting with one thing and all of a sudden the towers get hit and it's like, whoa.
Just a complete twist.
Focus shit. Oh my God.
What would you actually do if I brought your dad into a podcast without telling you?
I would be curious how you got in touch with him.
That's your first and foremost thought?
I probably wouldn't recognize him right away. Because I'd be like, would I be mad? No.
Okay.
I wouldn't be. What did you?
My cat was doing something weird.
Well, that's what cats do.
I know.
No, I.
You wouldn't be mad.
No, okay. I don't really get mad. You know,
Get even.
I do. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, I get odd.
You get grumpy a lot.
I can get grumpy.
Yes, yes. The evidence is there through our own podcast,
not recorded. I mean,
recorded, but we've deleted.
We have deleted things.
Yes, mostly our YouTube. playthroughs.
Wait, we were on YouTube?
Oh my gosh, on the streamed universe where I got tired of editing videos, even though we have a backlog of like 10 videos that I haven't edited yet, and we could still be uploading, but I'm not doing that anymore.
Therapy.
I just needed help and no one gave it to me, so I gave up. I don't think I need to ask if we're partners.
Well, maybe that's the disconnect. Because it seems like
you expected me to ask you.
Well, no, you like doing it.
And when I say I'm tired of it, that's a good indication.
But there's not a question mark at the end of that, is there?
I'm not tired of it?
Do you need help, Chris?
I mean, only if you want to.
I would like to. I would like to bring the video games.
Should I turn on the lights? I feel like it might get dark.
It got a little dark in the last literally 5 seconds.
All right, vamp.
Oh.
Every year.
Once upon a time.
What?
I was vamping.
Vamps upon a time.
I said once upon a time, there was a boy named Chris from Wisconsin.
Dude, they should make movies with vampires in them. I feel like they have a lot of cinematic potential.
Only if it is a teen coming of age romance drama.
Okay. That's like kind of the last idea I had, so I guess I'll get back to you on that.
Do you need help making it?
Do I need to ask?
There's a question mark.
If we're partners, I don't need to.
All right. Which one's the I feel like Twilight? You will know this. No, I know it's Twilight, but which one is the vampire and which one is the werewolf? There's Edward.
Robert Pattinson.
And...
Edward is the vampire.
Okay.
And then I Bella's the human. Uh-huh. I guess who gets turned into a vampire. Spoilers.
Whoa.
And then I know.
I actually didn't know that.
And then
I don't care.
I don't know the vampire's or the werewolf's name. I forget his actor's name too.
Yeah, it's like he's not a funny looking dude, but he's like definitely a dude who looks like he could play a werewolf.
funny looking dude. You little shit.
No, I mean, like,
he's not a funny looking dude is something that you say about people who are funny looking. Steve, you're not funny looking. What do you, how do you take that? It's like, oh,
thank
wait,
you.
Okay.
I'll say, all right.
Backhanded compliment. Steve, what do we do on the advent calendar episode every year?
Oh my God, pressure.
Right?
You go on to the internet and you find, it started off random, but the last few years have been a bit more thematic. You buy two advent calendars. I don't know what they are until we do this. And then we open them one day at a time. Well, not one day at a time. We open them one little box at a time.
Right.
Because we don't do this over 24 days. And then we sort of just sort of have a discussion about, sort of just sort of, we have a discussion about which of the things we pulled out of the slot is like cooler. Right, sort of like that sort of it, right? Just like cooler,
yes.
Right? Like which one we just sort of generally like better. And then we keep score. And it's always pretty close.
It is.
I don't remember who's won in last year's.
I think Mario won, which was my calendar.
Oh, yeah, because last year we did Mario versus Sonic.
Yes.
Correct.
And we had, I think, a chocolate cat. We've started to add a third neutral calendar in there.
It's usually snacky.
Yes.
Yeah, because we get
just
hungry
cute.
Doing
we do.
This. Being hilarious makes people hungry.
Here we'll we keep track on this thank you card that Gene and I never sent out for our wedding 2 years ago.
you put people's names on it.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Got ready.
We just got lazy. Well, I think this is still okay to send out, right?
Yeah, totally.
It says
I mean,
better late
married.
Than never. It
yeah.
says better late than never.
You should wait like 5 more years.
Yeah,
like your 10th anniversary.
Okay. Well. Usually, we'll have another one. I use somebody's card.
Oh my God, I love this. Wait, hang on. I just want to look at the front of it. I'm not. It's like
you can describe it if you want.
It's got it's everything. Gene and Chris. Gene is Chris's wife. If this is your first time listening,
mm-hmm.
In the top middle there's a taco. The corners are sunflowers, which is like Gene and Chris in a nutshell.
Yeah,
better late than never. Theme. Thank you so much. Do you want me to read the rest of it?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But yeah, it says better late than never.
Better late than never is the point. So all that to say, you could send this literally whenever you want.
Okay.
You have
good.
Your
yeah. Okay, good. Good. So how you normally do this is I'll take out the two advent calendars and mix them up below the table and you tell me which one you want.
Yeah, I just kind of point. Right?
Yeah.
So
you don't need to see because I'm mixing them. You don't need to close your eyes.
I know, but like it's an extra security measure.
I'm spinning them down there. Extra security measure.
Chris, I don't mean to take us out of the moment here, but I'm pretty sure your cat farted again.
Yeah, he smells. He has rank ass shits and farts.
This cat weighs 2 pounds.
Yep.
Farts are terrible.
2 pounds.
Farts are terrible.
They're awful. Anyways, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This side, my left,
okay.
Your right.
You got, here you go.
Oh, Dungeons and Dragons. Perfect for Steve.
Yep, and I have Skyrim.
Oh, cool. Can you believe I've never played Skyrim?
I can.
With, considering how long it's been out, how many systems it's been out, how many times they've re-released it.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I've tried a few times and never really gotten into it, but... I thought this would be good thematic verses where
yeah.
Steve's is yeah
they're really nice
yeah so they are made by the same company. If you open them
I
up
an immediate thought to when you have this when you're ready
they're clearly made by the same company because they're thinner, they're like book size almost, and then when you open them up there's like lots of different sized pouches but they're all pretty thin. So
yeah, and well my immediate observation and they appear to be the exact same layout.
They are not. They're similar. I looked at this yesterday.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
There are some differences.
What I immediately like about this is the ones we usually do are loud and plasticky and really hard to get
yeah.
the things out of. And
this will be simple.
Our fingers.
These are little envelopes.
Yeah.
Very easy to
I'm just
open.
Taking a picture for my own memories.
Sure.
I already
own,
forgot.
More like your own memories, dude.
Number one.
Number one. Well,
so yeah,
we'll hold your phone because, of course, we have a third snacky option.
Great.
This one's a little different from our first 2 years. I think we did candy and then chocolate.
I think we did a cheese one at 1.2.
No, we did not do cheese.
We definitely did cheese once.
No, we haven't done cheese yet.
Are you sure?
Yes, I've given you a cheese one on our own volition, but
that's
we've never done
was.
One on
that's
air.
That's what it was.
Here we go. Can you tell us what it is?
Oh, cool. It is a bon maman. I don't know how to really say that.
Bon maman?
The fancy jams.
Yes.
Wow.
So we have 24 jams. Well, actually, 23 jams and one honey to go through. So this is, before we started, yes. I kind of panicked because I was going to get wheat thins for us to put them on. But I just have spoons. We can try them just plain.
I think this is just fine.
Yeah,
this is great. Otherwise, we're crunching and it's...
Yeah, it's true. This one will just be smacking, lip smacking.
This I'm very excited. This is the stuff that's like, you know, if you're going to drop a couple of bucks on a jam.
Oh, yeah. The bon maman stuff is legit.
It's so good. I've been excited. Just finished a jar the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You bought one on your own.
Yeah, but not advent calendar.
Here I go buying jams on my own.
Is that Foreigner?
Sure. No. I don't know. It's some hair metal band.
Whatever. We'll figure it out.
I'm going down the only road I've ever known,
which is
State Street.
Great.
Which is a busy street in Chicago.
Yeah, State Street. Okay, how do we decide who goes first? I don't recall. Do we rock, paper, scissors?
Yes. Ready?
Okay. One.
Rock, you know, paper, scissors, shoot.
Well, I was going to ask you.
3, 7, 8, 10.
What?
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. 3, 7, 8, 10. All right, you win.
Yeah, all right. So I go first. Whoa, one is right in front of me. Great. My one is bottom center on the right side.
Okay, mine is not. Mine is...
Now, worth noting, if you don't know us, which you probably... Don't. But Chris is an actual Dungeons and Dragons player. I will say it's sort of like, if I didn't know any better, I'd think it was a giant book.
It does look like a giant book.
It's cool.
It says official advent calendar, and then on the top it says 25 days of surprises with mini books, mementos, and more.
Yeah, so maybe there's, I hope there's some stuff in here that maybe you can actually use for your Dungeons and Dragons.
Also, this is how I interesting how this is 25 and our jams are 24.
Is yours 25? Your Skyrim?
Yes.
Huh. Fucking jams.
So again, they're all pretty flat. What does your little envelope look like?
There's a cube on it with the ampersand of the Dungeons and Dragons. Is that universal?
Yes, that is the and of Dungeons and Dragons. I have some experience with Dungeons and Dragons, but I'm not an expert by any means.
Got it.
So we'll see if I know.
I'm not looking. I'm just taking it out of the envelope.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. It's a little keychain.
A keychain? What is it?
It's soft and plastic.
Okay.
Rubber. Sure. There's a guy on it with one eye and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 legs and a little fuzzy beard. And it says, Beholder, Lawful Evil.
Nice. So that creature is called the Beholder with it has multiple, I think it has one big eye and then a bunch of snakes maybe of small eyes.
That could be like a Medusa.
Can't remember which one, but
there's no body to give me.
It's cool. Lawful Evil. You know the whole like alignment chart.
Yeah. Is it from Dungeons?
Yes. It originally, I think it's originally from there, but it's, you know, fun to prescribe that to everyone.
Anything. Yeah, it is.
I think you're lawful good. I think I'm chaotic good.
What is it?
Lawful, neutral, and chaotic. So lawful, you know, you can extrapolate what all those mean. And then good, neutral, evil.
So there's like a neutral.
Yes, there is true neutral, which is what it's called.
That's me.
I think you're good, neutral, good. Or sorry, lawful, good.
Okay, and you think you're chaotic.
You're very lawful, I think. You like to follow the rules.
I do.
I
like to make sure everyone's following the
rules. Yes. I think I'm a force for good, but I'm chaotic about it for sure.
I think that's totally right. So is that the top right or the middle? The top right.
Top left is chaotic, if I'm not mistaken.
No. Either way, we're the top corners.
Yes.
I think that's right. And Jean is evil.
Yep, true evil. Yeah.
Classic.
I know.
Well, that was cool.
That's neat.
Off the bat, I love how easy it was to get that out of there.
You didn't even make a single peep, dude.
Wasn't easy. It was easy. It wasn't loud. And it didn't hurt my fingers.
And you didn't make any peeps, even though I like when you peep.
And I didn't destroy the whole thing trying to get it out.
All right, so Skyrim, you've said you've never played it. I've started it a few times.
Okay, so I know enough about it.
Sure,
it's been in the zeitgeist
forever. For a decade.
I think it came out 2013,
They had a 10 anniversary edition like last year.
Yeah, it could have been 12 or 11. And if you're not familiar, it is a game published by Bethesda, now owned by Microsoft.
Gross.
Which, they make... these giant open world games in crazy settings. Like, if you've ever heard of the Fallout games,
and they just came out with Starfield, which is a sci-fi.
It's like Fallout in space, right? And this, and Skyrim is essentially like, you know, Fallout in fantasy times.
Yeah, kind of like Dungeons and Dragons. They're very similar.
I'm
wondering how much crossover we're gonna see here.
Interesting. That is interesting. Yeah, go ahead. Well, okay, take it away.
Number one has a bunch of potions on it.
Probably twice the size of my number one envelope.
It is. Yes. Oh, okay. We got a little notepad.
Oh, you can like keep scoring that instead of your fucking thank you cards.
God damn it. Yeah. Let's do that. Oh, I already wrote Chris and Steve on it.
Sorry, Carolyn and David. Oops. You should send them that anyway.
Yeah, with Chris and Steve. I'll just write, we accidentally...
Just write out the hyperlink to the Spotify.
So they're not sticky, but it's like a little notepad the size of sticky notes.
Oh, sure.
But it has a like kind of like a watermark of a bear... And it's like a big crest with a dragon and a bear head.
It's like
on
the Skyrim thing.
Yes. It's like a triangle. It's pretty cool. This is close.
And already practical.
Yes.
I like yours because we're using it.
Okay. I think that's fair. If you want to give me the point, I'll take the point.
Yeah, take the point.
I would use that keychain. It's neat. Great. All right. Well, I'm on the board. You're not. Fuck you. And take that to the grave and smoke it.
Okay.
Bon Maman is pretty big.
Oh, right. God, I got it. Yes. Sorry, I forgot.
No, you're fine.
I forgot about the jam.
It's big, and I'm just going to put a chair beside me.
You go ahead.
Okay. First jam here is, white nectarine peach lemon verbena spread.
What's verbena?
I have no idea.
Let's Google it later.
Okay. As long as it's not a macadamia nut.
No, hazelnut.
As long as it's not a hazelnut, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll take a little...
Okay, is your foon? I was just going to say, I think your spoon... Your foon's not even a spit in there.
Yeah.
We need smaller... We need, like, baby spoons.
Smaller foons. A knife.
Well, use the back. Use the back of it.
Mine is round.
I'll use that for mine.
An emergency knife, just in case.
You never know, you need to stab something.
It's a butter knife, dude.
Your kitten is adorably staring from behind the curtain. It's kind of
creepy, but
yeah, very little creepy.
All right, I'm gonna use my knife for this one.
I think I have to use it for everyone. Aren't they all the same size?
No, I think you can get it.
Oh, okay. Wait, nectarine, peach, lemon, verbena. I've never heard that.
Me neither.
My sister has a friend named Verbena. I wonder if it's after this.
Do you
jam.
Think she made it?
I think she either made it or this jam is named after.
Dude, you have her number? Or what?
No, I don't.
Okay, call her up. Your sister.
It's
nice. It's a little, it's almost like kind of honey-y.
Now I gotta know what verbena is.
Okay.
I'm gonna
it's
look.
Sweet. I think I taste the nectarine the most.
It tastes more like a marmalade.
Yes, very much. Well, it says spread. So.
Is it verbena? It's a plant.
Yes. It's a plant. Fuck you. I would like to have it on a...
It seems just like, it's like a flower. Like a lavender kind of thing.
Oh, it's lavendery. Okay.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. That makes sense. It's purple, but it's a flower you can, I suppose, eat.
Yeah. Let's.
Hey. You're not gonna believe this.
Oh, nice. Your pocket.
A little shirt pocket.
Any other details about how it tastes?
I would love to put that on a lightly toasted piece of toast.
Yes. It's not too floral. It's very fruity.
Good.
Yeah.
I would buy
toasted. I would too. Should we tier list it? You know how they do S A. B.
Oh yeah, you can
C,
use.
D,
we can use
a
thank
F.
you card for that.
Oh no, we'll just say it out loud.
Oh,
you don't need
okay.
to write it.
Well, I think part of tiering is the comparison, right?
Yes.
So you need to.
Oh shit, you're right.
Right. But I don't know. We can still rate it out of 10. Let's rate it out of 10.
Okay.
OG or 100 out of 100.
Out of 100.
65.
65. Eiffel.
Eiffel 65. Yes. I am blue.
We've made that joke so many times.
Yeah.
Add it to the tally. Yeah, that's good. 60, I would say.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's good. I would buy a jar of it. Let's be honest. I can already tell you, I'd buy a jar of every single one of these.
How do you feel about honey?
Love I guess, it.
Okay, we'll wait until we get there.
Do you like honey?
I do. I love honey.
Apples and honey.
Ooh, yeah. PB, maybe some PB on there. Oh,
chicken tenders, dip them in honey.
Ew.
Oh,
honey mustard. No.
Well, that too. Are you serious?
I get it. I actually did that
you
with
don't
chicken
like
nuggets.
Salty and sweet.
No, I do. We've been through this so many times.
I think you're lying.
I do like salty and sweet.
You don't, though. You don't like kettle corn.
It's popcorn that I don't like the salty and sweet.
Oh, it's exclusive to
it's
popcorn.
Mainly. Yes, I do like salty sweet. I did it with chicken nuggets. I do remember that. I got honey and chicken nuggets when I was a kid at McDonald's. That was great.
Chicken get yourself a big fat ass chicken tender. bartender, dunk that in some goopy honey.
Tell him Steve sent you.
Tell him Steve sent you. They'll be like, oh, yeah, that checks out. Oh,
that checks out.
The dead chicken nuggets.
All right, sweet. Right, number two. What is your number two look like?
Here. It is on right here under my
head. Okay, so we this one is now at the exact same point.
Yes.
My two is exactly where your two is, and it's the same size.
Yeah, so this... Okay, so you're saying there's potential it could be...
Overlap.
Overlap.
Because it's made by the same company, so I'm interested
to see...
What
is the company? We should give them a little shout-out.
It's on the back.
These are neat so far.
Insight Editions, it's called.
Cool, maybe they'll sponsor us to do this next year.
Insight Editions. Reach out to Steve's P.O. Box. It's in the Philippines.
Could you imagine if Insight whatever's
I can
was,
only imagine
made a Review Universe advent calendar and then we did it. Oh my god, that would be great.
Making a Review Universe advent calendar.
I got it out.
Okay.
It is gift tags for like, but they're stickers.
Oh, okay.
So you, stick them
so you put them on the...
Oh, there's four of them.
You put them on the gifts you wrap.
Yeah.
We can do that
I'm going to save these.
Oh, that's cute.
But yeah, it says like to and from and then stickers and you just fill in the blanks.
Any fun ones? Oh, there's a mimic on there.
So it's a present with teeth and...
You know about mimics because of the Dark Souls games.
I do. So it's basically a thing that you think is going to be one thing. Specifically, I think it's something you
it's
open.
It's usually a treasure chest.
And you open it, but it tries to eat you.
Mm-hmm.
This thing on the right, is that an ice cube?
I think it's a gelatinous cube.
Oh, that's funny.
You ever seen... Did you see the
movie?
I know
what you're talking about now. Bottom left, I got just a couple of like
D20s.
D20 meaning 20-sided die.
Yes, you know about that because of Isaac.
I do. Christmas ornaments. And the bottom right is like a big old battle axe.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, do you think I'm going to get the same?
If you do, I think yes, I do.
I do, and I did. Oh, wow. This is cool. So it is also gift tags, but... So I actually do know what these are. There are four of them, but they are... When you play the game, you level up, and you go to, like, these... Like this ethereal plane, and your level up is tied to, like, constellations in the sky.
Okay.
And these are what they look like. So you have like a horse there.
Oh, like the constellation prize of Review
Universe. Yep, the constellation. So, I mean.
I like mine. Mine, you, it appears that two of yours are the exact same.
Yes, if they weren't two exactly the same, I would have said mine win because they look cooler.
Yeah, I have four unique ones.
But you have four unique ones. I think, yeah.
Great.
I think that's you.
All right, Steve on the board.
How do you feel?
I feel like I'm ready for some motherfucking jam.
I'm ready to jam. Can you jam out? Potato chips. Uts. Potato chips. Uts.
Jam. Uts are the best potato chips. They
okay,
really
we
are.
Have strawberry linden blossom.
Ooh. I believe that's linden or lingon?
It said L-I-N-D-E-N.
Oh.
Not lingonberry.
Chris, all the jars are the same size. The spoon is never going to fit.
It will. Trust me.
Oh.
I know something you don't.
That's
Gene got excited and opened up the first few days. So
I got it.
Up until day eight, these have been eaten by Gene. So after that, I will be able to use the spoon. Yeah, she got very mad when she found out that this was for the podcast.
Oh, there's so many funny things about this. Number one, you mentioned it's like the first few days. So I'm like, oh, should be like two or three, whatever. Also, I don't care. First of
all, it's whatever day it is.
I don't care.
It's whatever day it is in December. That's how many days she's gone through.
Right. It is the 9th of December.
Okay. So, but we haven't done today's yet. So
okay.
Eight.
But it's just funny that she did this for 8 days without you knowing.
No, I knew.
Oh, okay. So you let this happen. Also, that's okay, Gene. Eat as much jam as you want.
Ooh, interesting.
But I just wasn't expecting you to be like, yeah, it's been just a couple of days. Nine, you know, a third of the calendar.
There's strawberry seeds in there. The linden is interesting. It's almost like, I don't want to say savory, but it's like.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's like.
It's almost like caramel, which is obviously sweet,
for sure.
But like a salted caramel.
Yes, it has a caramel, like a caramel strawberry quality, which is pretty unique.
That's really good. I like that a
lot.
It is. I like it better than the last one.
I would agree.
It's like an 80 out of 10.
Yeah. I'm going out of 10. I don't want to do hundreds.
Okay,
because that's
out
for
of 10,
our main
then.
Reviews, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
7. I'm going 7 out of 10.
I'm
going to
go 8 on that one.
That was
definitely
good.
Buy a jar of that one.
Well, let's give you the ones that you like the best. And I'll keep the ones I like the best. And I'll keep the ones I like the best.
Okay.
And I know what Gene likes. So put that in your pile.
Yeah, you do.
And take some jams home. It's not a trip to Chris's without some jams to take home.
that is true. We've done, 115,000 of these episodes. I have 115,000 jams.
Where do we want to put these stickers so we remember to use them? Actually,
I'm just leaving
here, hand it to me. I'll put it on top of our wrapping paper.
Great.
So we remember. I can't wait to open up to use four of those, even though we have five gifts.
We'll make it work.
Okay. I'll see how. All right, three.
All right, so my three, I'm on the left page.
Three is for Steve.
From the bottom. It's another square shaped. It's got, it's actually pretty cool. It's got some, like, I don't know, it's like the guys, right? Like the wizard
guys.
Guy.
some guys.
The knight guy. I don't know.
Okay.
There's like characters on
yes.
it.
Yes.
The art style is very cute.
My three is different. It's in the corner and it's pretty plain.
Why don't you wait till your fucking turn?
I'm just saying it's not like yours. Like we said last time. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Oh, it's like a it's a paper Christmas ornament.
Okay.
Or maybe, I don't know, like thick paper cardstock. One side is a creature that I am not familiar with.
I think it's an owl bear.
I was going to say it looks like an owl and a bear mixed together.
Yeah,
so
they're literally called
right.
owl bears.
And the back is sort of like a potpourri
mix,
of...
It's a mix of the
everything that
designs
the,
you had on the
yeah, plus
sticker.
An owl bear.
Okay.
And minus...
Something. Did you see the new Dungeons & Dragons movie?
Did not.
It's very good.
I've heard
and you
very good.
Need no prior knowledge, but there is an owl bear in there.
Okay.
So that's how I know about
it. Is it voiced by anyone?
No, it's a creature, so it just goes, rawr!
Someone made that noise. No, nobody made that noise.
Me.
Chris.
Me. Ow.
Not Chris Pine. Well, he's in the movie.
Me. Ow.
Hi. What?
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Chris Pine's in it. Yeah.
No, Chris. God, who's the fucking dude? Who,
Pratt.
Who's, yes.
No, Pine's in it.
No, I was joking that Chris Pratt is like the voice.
Oh, yes. Because he's Garfield and Mario.
Is he Garfield, too?
Yeah, did you not see the Garfield preview? He sounds exactly like Chris Pratt.
No.
Pratt.
Mm. Oh, man. Well, I guess I hate lasagna on Mondays. I mean, I love lasagna, not Mondays. Oh.
Oh, is that your Chris Pratt?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess
hey,
so.
Hey, it's me, Chris Pratt. Yeah, I guess so.
It's like, it's just like.
It's kind of higher pitched.
It's yeah, it's like not quite whiny. It's like constantly straining to be cool.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, Chris. I lived in my Damn van. It. I'm a Republican and joined a church that has gay conversion therapy.
Oh, yeah. I knew I didn't like him. And I think
yeah.
that's well, yeah. I feel like he's a good guy.
I'm married to
somewhere.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter.
That's right. Was it Chrissy, maybe?
Chrissy Schwarzenegger. No.
I don't know.
No, I don't think that's
it. I'll do your number three. You already described
Ooh,
the goddamn end.
Number three. I got to go number three.
I will. is that just peeping and poop?
Yeah,
peeping and
yeah,
pooping.
Yeah, it's a poop, pee, and vomit.
Oh, God.
Okay, let's see what we got. Oh, interesting. It's a little book.
And
it says,
book?
The brief description and multiple accounts of the dragon break.
Read it out loud.
Read it out loud.
Oh, it's actually kind of long.
It's three pages.
I got nothing but time, baby.
Mehra Nabisi, Dunmer, Trinoon, mistress of the new temple. Accounts of the Middle Dawn are the province of the Empire of Men, and the proof of the deceit that call themselves the Aedra. Eight stars fell on Tamriel. Let me know when you're bored.
I'm not bored. I'm moving my phone.
One for each iniquity that Lorkhan made clear to the world. Veloth read these signs, and he told Bothaya, who confirmed them, and he told Mephala, who made wards against them, and he told Azura, who sent Al-Misavi to steer the true folk clear of harm. How many of those words did you understand?
80?
It's all words and names.
Are they all in papyrus?
Yes, it's in papyrus. It's advertising a hookah bar as well for some reason.
In the Avatar trilogy?
Yep.
Whoa.
All these are like that.
James Cameron made Skyrim.
It was the main that watched the Ja-Kajay because the moons weren't only constant and you didn't have the sugar to see it. We'll give you credit. You broke Al-Kosh something fierce. Once at Rimmen, this is gibberish. It's pure gibberish.
Yeah. It's
who's this for? Who's gonna get something out of this? You think?
If you put that on like Skyrim Reddit, people would be just like marking it in, not safe for work, being like, "That's so
oh
sexy!
Oh my god! A revelation!"
The logo on the front is cool.
Yeah, it's a dragon wrapped around a world, and it kind of looks like a Bible in a way.
I gotta tell you, I'm voting for mine.
Me
because
too.
Because it's not.
It's incomprehensible.
Yes. It's not incomprehensible.
Absolutely don't know.
We don't. The lowest of bars.
I guess that's sort of a trap of our own making because we bought the Skyrim calendar. I don't fucking know. Why'd you put your cookie in the middle of the... Can you put it behind you so we have room on the table?
I don't know. I
gave you a cookie. It's a big cookie,
though. It's a giant s'mores pie cookie.
All right. Well, glad you're up on... You're beating me, but we're on number three. Oh, okay. Here we go. Apricot banana.
Don't act surprised. You know what it is.
I don't.
Okay. Apricot banana?
I don't remember.
Hmm.
Okay, interesting. Flavors I would never necessarily put together.
I feel like I can already taste this. Feel like it's going to taste like baby food.
Baby powder.
Does it taste like baby food?
Hmm. Oh, man.
I can't tell the face you're making if it's good or bad.
It's sour?
That's baby food.
I shouldn't go into the mic with that.
Oh, it smells weird.
It does taste like baby food. I'll concede that point.
Apricot and banana spread.
It's not bad necessarily. It's sour. Like it has like a sour kick to it.
It's like it is sour. It's like sour banana is not a flavor I am really
no.
Very into.
That's very weird.
This is probably good on something, right? Like it's probably good on like cheese.
Cheese. Oh yeah. Okay. Right? Or like on a charcuterie board or something like that.
Yeah. And maybe I'm just trying to stick up for one of my favorite companies in the whole universe.
Bon.
But
I'd give that a 4.
I was gonna say 3.
Wow. Yeah. A little lower. So that's a.
We'll give that to the cats.
Fuck you, cats.
You take the gems we don't like.
Yeah, you deserve nothing but the worst.
Oh, we're actually giving them the cat. Okay.
I'm just putting it on the ground.
Got it. I think a better round.
Yeah, because, you know, the lower the score, the lower to the ground it goes. That's my...
You gotta go to your downstairs neighbors.
Yeah. Hey, here's the gems.
This is going to sound real weird, but neither of us like this.
These are 2s and below. Sure, you know the rule.
Blueberry graham cracker poo-poo jam.
Ooh, blueberry graham cracker sounds good.
That's why I had to
but
add
poo-poo. But the
poo-poo,
yeah. You accidentally said something delicious.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's like a crisp.
Oh my gosh, I have little crispy bits in it.
Yes. Okay, my...
That's what they called me when I was a toddler. Crispy bits.
Did they really?
No.
Why?
I wish they did.
Go back in time, talk to your parents.
Well, I need a time machine.
Please? Whose problem is that? Yeah, see, there you go, asking for help, finally.
That's Jay Duplass's fault.
Jay Duplass, who's that?
He was in a movie about time travel.
Oh. I know who it is. Oh, yeah, I know who it is. Okay.
All right, 4.
Number 4. Wait, is he the guy who like got canceled?
No, Jay Duplass did not get canceled, to my
knowledge.
Oh,
it was one of the other guys from the league who got canceled.
Oh, yes, because
he lied about 9/11.
As we all do from time to time.
I think this is the second 9/11 reference in this episode.
Riku is already batting around the jam.
Hell yeah, that's going to break.
It's not for you. I don't know why I did this.
Well, it's for babies, and you call them a baby. Well, my number 4 is in the top left. It is a gray silver envelope with a black mace on it, and the number 4...
Is it a mace? What is it called when it's hanging from a chain?
Oh, is it different?
A mace is like on the stick.
Oh, the spiky ball on a stick.
Yeah, what's that called? It's not Man of War. It's something like that, though.
I don't know.
Mama's swing ball.
Yep.
It's something like man.
No, I think you were right. I think it's Mama's swing ball.
Man, mama ball. Swing style. Okay, it seems like another card.
Yeah, sorry, it's just sort of stuck on the edge here.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's my turn for a book. Ooh,
okay.
The Dungeons & Dragons Party Challenge.
What
do you
the
think?
Fuck?
This might, I wanted to see if this is really...
little books.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the party challenge?
Okay, so welcome to the Dungeons & Dragons Party Challenge.
Not good at reading.
at least mine's in English. Whether you're gathering with friends or hanging out remotely... Both. Okay.
Yep.
This 3-part set of games will test your friend's wit and knowledge of the Forgotten Realms.
Oh.
Select a judge to administer activity prompts. The judge will tally point totals for players on a separate piece of paper.
Okay.
If you're feeling generous, you might consider using one of the mementos you've discovered in a previous days as a prize.
Christopher Nolan will.
Oh, in the previous days as a prize. Got it. Okay. So part 1 is trivia. So there's some trivia questions.
Okay.
Part 2 is charades.
Oh boy.
Dungeons and Dragons. charades, which actually I think we should do.
Okay.
Do you think Gene would do it? We could.
What's 3 first?
The name game, which is assign numbers to players, player 1, player 2, player 3, etc. Sure. The judge will pick a letter, and going in numerical order, players will name characters, creatures, items, etc. within the Forgotten Realms. I'm assuming that's what
mm-hmm.
the game takes place.
But we begin with that letter. For example, if the judge picks B, then player one may say Beholder. Player two may say Bard. Player three
so we would immediately lose that.
Bag of Devouring.
So you want to play Charades, a purely visual game on a purely audio medium.
Yes.
yes.
Well, I want you to do it.
I will do the charades. And
maybe
you have to
we
guess.
Can videotape this and put it on our.
Okay, yeah, we'll do
we
that.
We can make
separately.
Our first reel.
Okay, yeah, of the charade game.
Yeah, let me. I'll look into that.
Okay,
let me get my film.
Well, we don't need to do it right now. We can do it after we finish the episode and then put it on the reel.
Oh, that's much better social media marketing. Okay.
Party challenge.
The cover is a bit of an eyesore, but I really like it.
A lot of different
black
dice
and white,
on it?
Yeah, black and white dice with different sizes and sides. and they have the ampersand that is pretty cool. Very cool. I didn't realize it was like a standard thing.
Yeah. Three different games in one tiny booklet, Steve.
Yeah. I think our domestic friend Jared would really like this.
Do you think anyone in existence has ever played those?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
I'm just checking. I don't know, bro.
I mean, like, assuming this is, you know, this is the first year this has come out. I doubt it is, but right. Let's say it is. You know, in the last 5 days, I'd say there's a good chance that somebody has done this.
Okay.
Great.
Last 5 years. Good musical. Number four for me is it looks like a white snowy mountain with like a little, it's like a, kind of like a gazebo looking.
It looks
thing.
Like a paycheck.
Oh, it's like long like a paycheck, yeah. Yes. I was looking at the picture on it, Steve. okay. Oh, ooh, interesting. It's like
cool.
Looks like a map.
It does look like
a map. It's very
it is a map.
Like thicker cardboard.
Ooh.
And it's like kind of a little oversized a postcard.
Yep.
But it's thicker. Province of Skyrim. You got the map of the whole game.
That's actually pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I'm leaning towards you on this one because it's games.
Me too.
It's
but
nice.
It's close. That's really nice.
I just, my only thing is I don't know the practicality of this. Would you use it as a postcard? There's nothing on the back to make it a postcard.
Well, maybe if you're playing the game, you can just have it next to you.
Like, it's too small to be like a poster.
Do you have to discover the map in the game?
I don't know. I can't remember. Probably.
See, if you do, then like this is pretty handy, right?
Yeah,
just,
I suppose.
You know,
but
you
could also
have
just
the internet.
There's like internet. Yeah, I was going to say you have interactive
maps. Maybe you're
maps
at a cabin
online.
Up north and
up north. Yeah.
Up north. And you don't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I mean, if I had a dime, I'd have like 70 cents, dude.
Really?
I don't know.
Seven times.
I vote Steve's on this one.
Man, 2023, the year of the Steve.
Year of Steve. It's still cool.
It is very cool. That's probably their closest one.
I like the game. The games, though, they're just neat. Maybe I'll have some games.
Well, maybe we'll have some jams.
How did you know?
Because just patterns.
Oh, you're really good at recognizing patterns.
Well, it was I'm glad I remembered this time.
Very dark, this one. Okay. It is a cherry pink peppercorn spread.
Oh.
This one is scoopable with the spoon.
Why is that? They're all the same size. I don't get it.
I just told you. We scooped some down more. This one was like full.
Oh, got it. I didn't realize that was the whole point of it. Okay.
Do you like cherry spreads?
I like cherries. It doesn't smell like anything.
Yeah, it tastes like... I can't taste the pink peppercorn, but let's see what you think.
Okay. I'm going to dig in here.
What? Give it a dig. Oh, you're using the other side still.
It tastes like... a more bitter canned cranberry sauce.
Okay. Can you taste the pink peppercorn?
I don't think so.
It's not bad. It's just cherry spread to me, though.
Yeah. It tastes like cranberry sauce to me. I would still spread it on anything.
Okay, is that a win for you or
on like a rating scale? It's like probably a four.
Oh, really?
A four for me.
I was gonna give it five.
Okay,
that's pretty low.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't. Like I said, it's just kind of like cranberry. I have higher standards for my
it's
favorite.
It's not chunky cranberry. Like cranberry though, right? Oh, I guess you're saying
I'm talking like the slide out of the
yes,
ocean spray.
Yes, right.
Yeah,
slide out of the ocean.
The
spray.
Superior cranberry sauce.
Do you spray it
in the ocean?
Oh, do you like mix it with water, put it in a spray bottle, and just like spray people on Thanksgiving?
With cranberry juice mixed with
yes.
Atlantic.
And then you say ocean spray when you get them.
Yeah, and run away.
Yeah. Do you do that?
Yes. That's
okay.
What I was saying.
I'm just making
that's,
sure.
That's how I know all the details. I do every Thanksgiving.
I've never had Thanksgiving with you besides the multiple times that I have.
Right. And what did I do?
You handled me as Teddy the Turkey, and when I
Finally took off the costume and let my guard down. You sprayed me.
Exactly.
With a red concoction that I now know what it is.
There you go. I told you you'd find out one day.
Yes. Well,
in the far future.
The not too distant, but pretty distant future.
From, I don't know, it depends on what we're, you know, are you talking about?
Don't talk about relativity with me now. God okay. damn it.
All right. Sick of it. Fine. All right. Number five. I'm going to take a sip of this. You get that dryness in it.
Oh, yeah. Dryness?
The dry, like the dry, bland.
Jamness.
Is a better word for it.
You got jammed, you're all jammed up in there?
Maybe.
I see your five. Right or left side, middle, right.
Oh, cool. Got it. This is cool. It's like, I like the color combo. It's like a teal and orange, which I'm a big fan of. And is this another type of
cube? I think
cube?
It's the gelatinous cube.
Okay.
Which eats people, if you can tell. Like it eats
their
flesh.
Oh, yeah, there's bones in there. That's so
and
funny.
A shield.
Is it a bad guy in the movie, or is it?
Yeah, it's a bad entity, yeah. It's too dumb to have like an agency. Okay,
you I got have an... another ornament with okay. the gelatinous cube on one side, and the other side is a gray version that has all the things on it. I anticipate now that we've gotten this right. So the other side has the owlbear, the gelatinous cube, the axe, and a bunch of dice. I anticipate there's going to be four ornaments, each with one of those.
Four.
Because we've done two.
That's a lot. That's a lot of repeats.
But they're all going to have the different patterns, right? One of each.
Yeah, I guess. A paper ornament, though. Like, come on, y'all.
Hey, man. I'm going to put it on your tree when we're done. You won't be able to reach it.
My five is very long and thin. I'm guessing it's going to be a pencil.
I was thinking chopsticks.
Oh, that would be cool. Oh, it's a pencil. I already see the eraser.
It'd be funny if it was one chopstick. And ooh. I had the other chopstick.
And we mix them together.
Because then you have done. First of all, you have Dungeons
first of all,
Dragons
listen
slash
up.
Skyrim pair of slash set of chopsticks.
Sure.
Secondly, if you only bought one of these, you have one chopstick. What are you going to do? You're going to buy
another
one. I
was going to say, yeah, you have one chopstick. That would make me angry.
Yeah. I think yours wins.
Yeah. So it's it's a black pencil. And
that's how sure I was.
It has like in gold lettering at the top. It's the dragon language. I don't know what it's called, but it's like they're the symbols. They kind of look Skyrish. Yeah. Oh, look at the Skyrish.
I'm
gonna
drag
the dragon. Yeah.
What's for the fire?
Oopsie poopsie, I accidentally destroyed the village.
My unlucky charms.
Oh, so many people have lost their lucky arms.
There it is.
So
yours wins. It looks nice too.
Yes, it is nice.
Even
it's a nice
if you didn't know like what that was. Like
right.
It's the black
it
and
looks
gold
cool.
looks nice. Yeah, you win.
It's yeah, way. Shiny. But yeah, okay. I'm on the board.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, well it's jam time.
Welcome to the club.
Does this have any jock jams?
Yes. Fig cardamom.
The best two things to jock jam to.
Fig cardamom.
Fig and cardamom. Fig. Ow, that kind of hurt my throat.
Ow, I spoke too hard.
Beatboxing hurts.
Ow, I need my Bengay.
Right in my esophagus.
Fig cardamom.
I'm so pumped for this.
Yes, I like fig a lot.
I like fig a lot. I love fig spread. I love
cardamom.
I don't think I know what cardamom tastes like, but they always use it in the Great British Bake Off, and all the British people love it.
Ooh, very.
Oh, this smells so good.
Oh, I should smell it before I.
Go ahead. Take a whiff. Before I junk in there.
Okay.
It's so conducive to smelling because it's like the size of my nose.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see what you think. Of
oh, mine.
Oh, mine.
Oh, I like it. Hang on.
Oh, you're taking chunky boys.
It is so good.
Yeah, that's very good.
I feel like a lot of fig spreads can be like not dry, but I'm gonna say dry.
It can be chunky. That one's pretty thin. There are fig seeds in it, but it is mostly fig flavor. The cardamom, I don't taste too much. I think that's a kind of a theme with all these.
I don't 100% know what cardamom tastes like.
I guess that's fair.
So but I really like that. That is a 10 for me.
That's really good, too. Yeah, I would go 8. Okay. But that's going to be a Steve take home.
Hell yeah. I would buy a giant
a big
jar
one?
Of this.
Is it is like you're just a fig weakness?
Yeah, I do have one.
Give me your spoon. I'm going to give you a
baby spoon?
A knife so you can actually like you don't have to use the end of the spoon. It's very weird.
It is weird, but it's like a shovel
because
shape.
Merry Christmas, dude. Oh, and you can open up your number 6, I think we're on, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I do think so.
Do you want Ooh, do you need another bubble?
No, I'm good. Okay. But before you leave, I think you're going to appreciate
it.
Oh,
weird.
My six envelope is small, and it's a six-sided die, which I thought was a very clever way to do six.
It's also really flat. Like, it looks like there's nothing in there.
Okay.
Well, also, by the way, my six is in the same little small area of yours.
Is it? Oh, kind of. Well, my six is your 23, but anyway... Oh my gosh, this is very, it's like a 2D thing coming out of a 2D envelope. 2D. what the fuck?
What?
You know what? I'm going to do something we've never done before. I'm not going to tell you what this is. I'm going to let you do yours, and then I'm going to show you mine because I am that confident.
That you're going to win?
That you're going to react.
Okay. All right, six, a very similar area of the, but not the same... actual slot. Oh, nice. Okay. So it is the, this is the Skyrim symbol. Okay. It's a patch. It's
like an iron-on patch.
And it's fairly small, but it's like the diamond with the dragon in the middle. And the dragon's kind of shaped like a diamond.
Okay. So as cool as that is, I win.
Okay.
Because.
I win.
I'm going to give you, let's say two guesses, right? What is the least, what is the last thing you would expect to come out of a Dungeons and Dragons advent calendar?
A bluey family Christmas VHS.
It's not that.
Okay.
But if you had that, you could use these on them.
Okay. Oh, no, you want me to guess again?
One more.
The Around the World in 80 Days Blu-ray six-pack.
Once again, no, but you could use these on that too. Okay. Well, at least three of them. They're webcam cover stickers.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Interesting. Well, you know about webcam covering, right?
Yeah, but like, I'm not going to put a sticker on my computer. Or on my
camera. Well, that's usually like a kind of like a glass area, so they should come off pretty easily.
I don't know, but like, what a weird thing.
Yeah, it's generally
how specific. there's a couple of different bad guys. Looks like a mimic, one of these with beholders, and I don't know this thing on the right.
Do you think I will have webcam cover stickers as well?
Yes, I sincerely hope that you do.
I mean, they're for functionally just really small round stickers.
Yes, and I think they tried to make them cool by being like,
"Oh, hey, you could cover your webcam."
Hey, kids or adults in your mom's basement, like the stereotype says.
Also, my webcam has a bigger camera hole than that.
Well, that's why they give you three stickers.
Okay, put them all around.
Yeah. Well, I'm just kidding. I don't know if I do win.
I don't think you do.
I don't think I do at all. No, this was very dumb. Yours.
I have, so my 23 is very similar size.
And it's where my 6 is.
So I'm thinking I might have that at 23. We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. only one duplicate so far? Just yes. Kind of the gift tags.
Oh, yes, correct.
Or tags.
But I mean, you have a pencil in the same slot I do.
Mine could be a chopstick.
I'm holding out hope. I'm holding out hope for a chopstick.
Ooh, a conductor baton.
A very small one?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's expandable?
Oh, yeah. It's like telescoping. Okay. Oh, gosh. Jam. See?
Jam.
You took my spoon away. My brain fried.
All right. Today, we have grapefruit, dragon fruit.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to have grapefruit because of my antidepressants, but I'm rolling the dice, bro.
No.
No.
Don't do that.
It's only if I have like a whole, I'll have a tiny little piece of grapefruit and a jam.
All right. Okay. We have to call 911. I'm bringing the stuff.
Because I'm not allergic to it.
Because you'd kill me if I didn't.
It's very juicy.
That's what Chris
said. It's very grapefruity.
Well, I hope you don't regret this decision. I love grapefruit. It's my favorite.
It's like tastes like the actual grapefruit, not like a candy grapefruit or like a LaCroix grapefruit. It's like actually tastes like grapefruit, which is very weird.
It's just been sitting in sugar forever.
It's very weird. I've never had a spread like that with grapefruit in it.
I've also not had something like that. I do enjoy it though. I love grapefruit.
Okay.
If Jean doesn't want it, I would take it.
That's you. 100%. She is on the same antidepressant as me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's.
That's interesting.
Oh, you know what? I did notice the color of the lid is pink compared to the red ones we've been getting.
Oh, interesting. You think that's on purpose or like a faded?
I think it's by design.
Okay.
We'll keep an eye out for that.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see if any of the tops have different colors.
All right.
Yeah. The grapefruit.
Or the bottoms.
The grapefruit was weird. That threw me off. I love it. It was grapefruit. Like literally if you took a bite of an actual grapefruit.
That is.
Put some sugar on it and then like made it into a jam.
Yeah, I am into that.
Yeah, and I can't taste the second ingredient. But I guess I don't know what dragon fruit tastes like.
It's just like a little sweeter, right? Like to me, it tastes like fruit punch in my head. Like I don't know if it actually what it tastes like.
Oh, sure.
Like dragonberry fruit punch.
Ooh, dragonberry fruit punch. Are you a kid's juice maker?
It's
dude?
Like a Sobe drink.
Oh, I was going to say, like a kid's fruit juice drink.
I could seven. Is this a necromancer?
Seven. It sure looks like it. It's like a big purple spiky helmet with a skull looking guy.
But like an alive skull. It's an envelope.
Well, it's alive.
And you're seven.
They're all envelopes. Yeah. Your seven is not where my seven is.
Ooh.
What you got?
Another little book.
Another book.
It's called Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
Which is what this advent calendar is.
Oh.
Need help choosing a class?
Oh.
This is actually, it's taking
you
a
do
turn.
Need help choosing a class.
Which class should you choose in your next dungeon run?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's does a it have like pages? There's like, gosh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Does it have like questions?
12. It says, oh, yeah, that's fair. It says, you should play as an X if you meet the following bullet points.
Okay.
So pick your favorite class and I'll tell you.
Okay.
What's your...
Oh, no, it's the other way around, I think. You tell me the bullet points and then I...
Do you want to read all 12 of these?
How long are the bullet points?
There's like 3 or 4 each.
My favorite class I like... is there a Dragonborn or... I did Sorcerer for my first
sorcerer.
Campaign.
That's one. You should play as a Sorcerer if... You were considered a gifted kid in elementary school.
I was.
Great.
I was in the advanced class. Thank you very much. I got to skip our English class and go read up in the library by myself.
I can see that.
Thank you.
This feels rigged. Like, I'm going to say the thing.
Yeah.
Steve has to admit on a recording that's going to live on the internet for as long as digital exists.
I'm gifted.
That Chris was a gifted kid in elementary school. Reading in the library all by himself. Get away from me. I'm reading Dr. Seuss.
Excuse me. It was Cam Jansen, my favorite.
Who's that?
It's about a girl who has a photographic memory, closed her eyes and went click, and she could remember anything.
That's cool.
Okay. Bye.
You should play as a sorcerer if you've traced your family lineage back way too far.
I haven't.
Well, you're up all that fucking time in the library by yourself.
It's pronounced library,
Jansen,
dude.
Tam Jansen.
Tam Jansen?
Jam Tansen?
Cam Jansen, because of
I
camera.
Said the first time.
Yeah,
oh,
said Tam
that
Jansen.
Makes a lot of sense. Well, I did the second time. You should play as a sorcerer. This is the third one. Uh-huh. In a story, God fucking damn it.
Yes. What's
this? In a story, you'd be the chosen one.
Yes!
Definitely.
Oh, finally.
I hate that
All right.
book.
I'll give you the class names, and then you tell me.
Okay,
which
I didn't really look at
Barbarian,
them.
Paladin, Fighter, Wizard, Warlock, Sorcerer, Druid, Cleric, Rogue, Bard, Monk, and Ranger.
Probably Rogue.
You should play as a Rogue.
Looks
if,
like a thief, kind of, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You should play as a Rogue if you're great at getting into places you shouldn't.
I can do that. I can talk my way into a place I shouldn't be.
Oh, wow. I've never seen it, but you're always sneaking up on people.
That's the whole point.
You're always sneaking up on people purposely or accidentally.
I'm pretty sneaky.
Okay. I can see that. Again, I've never seen you do it. But
That means I'm good at it.
And you love cool alter egos and code names.
From the man. I didn't do as good of a job.
No. I would put you as...
I would also... What's like a regular knight? Like that's yes. Often, that's probably what I would choose.
It would be probably paladin.
What's a paladin?
Paladin's more of like a holy knight.
Okay.
Fighter is... Oh, fighter. Okay.
Yeah, that's me. Because I like...
You should play as a fighter if gym was your favorite class in school.
I liked it.
Okay. You're the first person to defend a friend in a fight.
Yeah.
And you're a big weapons nerd and know what a morning star is.
Morning star.
That's what it is.
Number 4.
Mama star. Yes. We figured it out.
Yeah. That's, I know what it is.
The picture on number 4 was a morning star.
Oh, man. That's going to be the best. What's just happening? That's
cats,
be the best.
Cats are getting auto fed. Yeah, you did it.
Man.
Thanks. Now we know what a morning star is.
Yes. Okay. We got to do your 7 now.
Yes. 7. Oh, it's a small one. Ooh, small little wind. Ooh, it's a pin.
Oh, that's neat.
Little pin with the dragon on it that was the same as the patch.
You know...
Yours.
I think it's mine. Yours is cool again, though.
It's a pin. I'll probably put it on something, but...
As many rounds as you've not won this time, I think each one of those would have won any of, like, the last few years.
Which one?
Like, the pin would be, like, the fucking Fortnite stickers.
Did we get stickers?
Probably. I don't know.
Probably.
Jam time, baby.
Yes, jam time. What are we on? Seven?
Seven, yes.
Okay. Seven.
See, I can help. I can keep track of the numbers.
Thank you.
Look at me.
Ooh, interesting. This one. Raspberry dark chocolate.
Oh, hell yes.
I didn't know that there were, like, chocolate flavors.
Me neither. Okay. I love chocolate raspberry.
Oh, really? Just specifically chocolate raspberry?
Yeah, like jelly rings and shit. Holy cow. Like,
oh, wow.
Good? Ooh, you don't like...
Yes. No, it is good.
Oh, okay.
It tastes like...
Oh, it smells amazing.
It tastes like a raspberry stuffed truffle.
You
took a huge piece.
I kind of didn't mean
to. Go ahead. It's yours. Yeah, you're going to really like that.
You know what it is?
Hmm.
Good Vegemite.
Jared. Does Vegemite have chocolate in it?
No, but it's just like that consistency.
That's
not
that's
shitty.
Fantastic. No, that's all you.
Okay.
Nutella. It's like a Nutella, but with
is that
a
what
strawberry.
Like?
No.
Oh.
It's like, well, it has the same consistency as Nutella, maybe a little thinner.
I hope that wasn't
but it
Nutella.
But strawberry instead of hazelnut.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Very good.
Hmm.
I would have that in the Myrn. And
I would have that all day, every day.
What would you put it on? What are those called? English muffin, maybe. Melts into
good.
The little crevasses. There.
The nooks and crannies of a Thomas's English muffin.
I'm sorry. Nooks and crannies.
Reviewers of Chris and Steve, brought to you by Thomas's English Muffins.
If you decide to sponsor us, please.
Sure.
Oh, you work for them?
Yeah. I'm Thomas.
Wow. The whole time your name has not been Steve, but it's been Thomas?
These are my English muffins. Our 10-year friendship has made me just waiting for this moment.
That's why you're always saying nook and cranny.
Yeah, that's right. Ask me my favorite book.
What is your favorite book?
Well, nook and cranny.
Okay. What's your favorite type of small space?
Cranny and nook.
Okay.
Hi.
If you had to choose between a cranny and a nook, which one would you choose?
Both.
No, it has to be one or the other.
Nook and cranny.
Gun to your head.
Nook.
It's on your... Oh, wow. Nook. You're a nook boy?
I don't 100% know what a cranny
is. You did
is.
It all for the nookie?
I'm not the guy anymore. I don't know what a cranny is.
Well, I did it all for the cranny, so...
Lamb
so you can
biscuit.
Take this granny and stick it up your... Yeah.
We're going to go with lamp biscuit.
Yeah, lamp. Do you know what Limp Bizkit is?
Fred Durst.
No. Do you know what that means?
It sounds like penis.
No, it's more worse than you could ever imagine. Do you know what an ookie cookie is?
No. But okay. I'm like,
so
wait, hang on. Before you tell me this, I just like I need to go into my brain.
Warning.
Well, probably that. But I need to go into my brain and just like find my book in my library of friends of Chris Miller, open to the page of man, this is like another thing you've learned from Chris Miller. What is an ookie cookie?
Well, it's or Limp Bizkit, it also is known as.
Same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Usually done by frats. They stand around a biscuit, all jack off onto it. The last one to finish or doesn't finish has to eat it.
The toast.
The biscuit with all the jizz on it. Yes. That's a Limp Bizkit.
Close that Chris Miller book
and
put it
never
right back
open
into
it
the
again.
Nook and cranny on the shelf.
Take a little post-it note, write "Do not open." Stick
ever
it on the front
again.
Of the book.
yeah.
Isn't
be careful
fucking
with treats from food offers from Chris Miller.
No cookies or cookie, even though you did take a cookie from me today.
I didn't eat it yet.
Oh no, s'mores. Eh?
Oh no, marshmallow.
yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, what? Oh, we did the jam. We're back to this.
No comments about the Limp Bizkit. You just want to move past it?
I'd like to.
Okay. what are we on?
I don't know. What else do you say?
Ew. Ow.
Hi. Hey. Oh, my gosh. Welcome to my biscuit factory. My number eight. Sorry.
Okay, yes.
It's orange and purple. There is a black shield sword crest thing. I imagine it's like a sign of one of the classes, if I had to guess, right, from all my RPG video game time.
Yes.
There's like a little... Probably not meant to be the little sticky guy.
He's having trouble getting it out.
It's thin. So, it's a sticker.
Okay, I was like, it's another fucking ornament.
Like a cat gargoyle?
Ooh, yes. Maybe. So that was in the movie as well. I forget what it's called.
It's pretty cool.
But the it's like a cat with two like tentacles coming out the back. So the tentacles apparently can open up and like,
oh, I can see them.
Can project visuals and like trick people.
It's pretty jacked too.
Yes, this was in the movie as well. It was pretty cool like when they showed it.
Lumberjacked. But ooh,
name of a cool candle that someone might have made.
Chris made a cool candle. It does smell very good. This is like the Megazord of when your two cats fight.
Yeah, it's some colored mist in the background. It's a neat sticker.
It's better than the webcam stickers.
Yes, it is. Right. Okay, I would put that on a laptop.
Yeah, actually, I would too.
Or a water bottle, the two things I put stickers on.
There you go.
All right, what are we on? Eight, right?
Eight.
I have a map. It's the exact same picture of the map of that I got earlier.
You think they would have put the map in this one?
I know.
Unless it's that another
would be
map.
A little two on the nose.
I don't know. I would be on board with that.
Oh, okay. Hey, I got a keychain now.
This one's
pretty cool. I guess it looks like it's black and white. It's the exact same shape. It's like a circle, like the keychain you had, made out of rubber.
Looks like a Star Wars.
Yeah, it's black and white with like a phoenix's wings, and it looks like it's like up towards the moon or the sun or something like that.
You know what's funny is we were like totally looking at the opposite colors. Like you were looking at, I did not see a phoenix until you said
looking at the inverse part,
which is why nothing. I said it looks like Star Wars logo.
Right. The white looks like nothing. The black is where the thing is.
Here's $10. Go see a Star Wars.
Good rest of development. Yeah. That's tricky.
Close again.
I would do, let's do a rock, paper, scissors.
Well, okay. I think it's
scissors, 8, 4, 7, 9, shoot.
Okay. If you win, you get the thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, 8, 4, 7, 9, shoot.
Damn.
All right. I got that one.
You can have this sticker, though, because I'm not going to use
it. It's neat.
And it is very neat. That's
the best compliment I can give it.
Yeah, neat's good.
Both of them are neat. Yeah, I'll take this sticker. I will actually use that.
You're not neat looking.
Hey, if you're not neat, get beat.
Jam time. Hey.
Jam time. Hey.
This is the last jam the Gene ate.
Yes, it is.
So this is the... I guess you hadn't been.
Yes. Okay. So this one we have peach jasmine flower spread.
Okay.
Or I guess peach jasmine flower spread.
Okay. You like flower stuff.
I do. I like the flowery stuff. I also like peach.
This could be good. I feel like this is going to taste like the first one in some ways. More like it. Like a marmalade.
Yes. It does taste like the first one. However, I can taste a jasmine in this one. It's more floral for sure.
Yeah, not for me, but it is good.
Yeah. Oh, we forgot to. We weren't rating these anymore. It's okay though.
They're all good.
They're all good. Yeah, that's good. I wouldn't go out of my way to buy it.
No, but it's like a cheese and cracker one.
Yes. You put it on like with a brie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, sweet, mostly peachy. You can taste the jasmine. I'm just trying to get
the peaches are really good.
Like. Ooh, millions of peaches.
Peaches for free.
Millions of peaches.
Peaches for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's the other way around. Oh. Peaches for me, then peaches for free.
Okay.
I don't know. Fuck. I don't fucking know.
I bet you know. You do a lot of karaoke.
No.
You Number do. Nine.
Number nine. What's Number
that from?
Nine. That's a Beatles.
What's
that from?
Nine. Do you see my name?
Oh, I don't see nine. Oh, it's a big boy.
It is my potential chopstick.
Yep, it's your chopstick.
And of note, if we were doing this, like, you know, live, this would be today's because it is the ninth.
Oh, wow.
So it is time for my chopstick that looks like a pencil. Nope, just a pencil. with...
What is on there?
Like a skull coming out of smoke, maybe?
It's green, like lime green with like a repeating little pattern on it. Yeah, it's like a skull. It's like a skull coming out of smoke. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like weird. If you play a game where like the enemy's weapon is like a fireball that was a skull.
Yeah. Fireball.
That's cool.
Firebolt.
That's neat.
It's a weird design to put on.
Your pencil was cooler.
Yes, it was. I agree. All right, nine. This one's unique and it's making a weird noise. And it's pretty big. It's like the size of a deck of or a pack of cards.
Oh, maybe
although the noise it made is not card like, so I'm intrigued by whoa.
Oh.
What the fuck?
It's a cookie cutter?
It sure looks like a cookie cutter. Yeah. It's a cookie cutter. It's a diamond cookie cutter in the shape of like the logo, but but doesn't have the dragon in it.
It's just the details. It's just a diamond.
Yeah, it's just a diamond.
They just gave you a diamond piece of metal, which is like, I get it. But
it gives you a recipe for oatmeal raisin shortbread.
Go on.
Sometimes the simplest recipes can be the most rewarding. While variations can be found across Skyrim, this particular recipe comes from a little fishing cottage outside of Winterhold. Sweet and buttery, these little like iced shortbreads are a perfect pick-me-up for the morning or an afternoon with a cup of tea. All right.
Is it like a real recipe or is it?
Yeah, it has a whole recipe in here.
Well, I don't know if it was like, you know, like I said, like dragon eggs or like.
No.
You know.
Nord spices is the only thing that's weird for the ingredients. I think I win. It's unique enough.
Yeah, and I don't particularly like my pencil. I mean, it's like fine, but yours was just cooler.
I wonder if you have a cookie cutter.
I bet I do too, and I hope it's more than a fucking diamond. It's probably a square because of the dice.
Let's see.
Or the cube, right?
Yeah, I think that's neat enough, and it came with a recipe, so why not?
Fair enough.
Steve, why even not, you know?
Hey, do we want to invite Gene out for some jam time?
So, well, Gene is kind of under the weather, so we probably shouldn't have her putting her, like, germs in the thing.
That's a really good idea.
But, unless you really like it, I'm going to put these back in the calendar for her to open.
Yeah, oh, that's totally fine. I do not need 12 jams.
But you would like 12 jams.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Here's
Oh, it's got a blue top. And it's got a blue top.
It's their honey.
Yay.
I fucking love honey, and so do you, as we have established earlier.
Have you had their honey before?
No,
I didn't know they made it.
Me neither. I'm sure it's really high quality.
Yeah, it's just like some French bees.
Very excited for
with
this.
With berets and striped shirts and their own little Eiffel Tower in the honeycomb.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to fuck up honey because you're not making it.
I have no
the bees
idea.
Are.
Well, you still have to get it. Like you can fuck
yeah,
up
I know.
Getting it.
Yeah, that's great. That's great honey.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely great. I didn't mean to do that, but like it's good.
Right. We accidentally do that all
well,
the time.
I said definitely, and there was like honey stuck in my mouth, and it made my mouth sound weird, or my voice sound weird. It was good.
If we were rating that, which we aren't, 10.
Man, yeah,
that's a 10 for me.
It's like so smooth.
Yeah, it's a fantastic.
Yum, yum, yum.
It's fantastic.
I'll keep my eyes out for
honey
that.
Bunny.
And it had a blue checkered lid.
It did, yes. So they are changing the lids around.
Cool.
cool.
All right. Number 10.
Number 10.
Please do
number
that for
10.
Dozen.
Another book.
So
another
square,
book. Looks like a tattoo. Rub-on tattoo is my guess.
It says display only on glass surfaces. So
ooh, it's like for your car. It's really cool, actually.
You can have it. It is the...
I don't want everything that I
think. Well, I don't have a car. So it's the ampersand, but like in color and with like cool creatures inside of it. Like,
yeah,
it's
really... like a drippy dragon, I guess you'd call it. Sure. Look at that. Like the little, it's like.
You should give this to domestic Jared. unless you want it.
No, I think, I would. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, it's really cool. It's like really goopy and there's like little monster faces all over it. It looks like slime.
Yeah, the design is very, very
cool. It's very cool.
Very cool.
This one will be hard to beat, I think.
Okay.
So it's, but it's like for, it's like a bumper. It's like for a car window, I guess, right?
I'm assuming so.
Yeah, it says display on glass surfaces.
Or yeah, like your little bedroom window.
Ooh, my little bedroom. All right, number 10. Let's see what we got here.
That looks like a book to me.
Yes, I think it is a book.
I hope it's also in fucking trash English.
It is The Dragons of Skyrim.
Oh, is this a...
Oh, it's a picture book. Look at. There's a big dragon pushing people away.
Their art is
it's like almost like a pinup calendar of the dragons.
We
got Alduin. Alduin's pretty hot. I'd say maybe a little too broody for my taste.
Okay.
Oh wow, this one is he's about to shoot a guy in armor with fire. Then we have Perunthax. What do you think about Perunthax's sex appeal?
He's got it.
He's like one of those like he doesn't know he's got it, but he's got it.
He's like the guy from Breakfast Club in the you know who smokes cigarettes.
Okay, so he's broody, but not too broody. Like someone you could possibly take home to your mom, but your mom wouldn't fully approve.
Would not approve.
Maybe your dad would approve. Like you know. Off to the side, be like, nice job.
Let's look at more pictures.
Okay. This is a big yellow dragon flying over, looks like a ruined city.
Do you think he ruined it?
By accident? No, I think he's a...
I just sneezed.
I think he's a good boy.
Yeah.
This guy, you could take home to mommy.
Yeah. That's Goldie the
dragon. Goldilocks and the two fangs. This one, oh boy, this one's like kind of a little sultry. He's like it on the ground, like crawling towards the camera.
The middle is like literally a centerfold.
Yeah. Yeah, but bodacious, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah, full of bode.
Bonedacious.
Ooh.
Because he eats bones. And then we have another Perun Fax, but this one, he's like, he looks like he has maybe like a spina bifida.
Spina bifida. And I feel like you meant scoliosis.
Spinabrifica, yeah.
I think you meant scoliosis.
Yes, I did. I'm knocking it out of the park today. Yeah, he's great.
The picture on the left, I don't know how to describe it, but it looks like Ben Affleck coming out of Dunkin' Donuts. On
the left?
Yeah. I
dropped his coffee all over himself.
Yeah. It's just, the press again. This is going to be on Us Weekly.
Well, I hope you enjoyed us describing these pictures that you can't see. It was fun, but I got to give it to... Oh, you think
really?
So?
I think yours wins.
Okay.
The art is fantastic.
Yeah,
I like
it's
Ben
good
Affleck
art.
Dragon.
I really like this
Mine
sticker.
Mine is functional, which I guess we did assign a point on that, but whatever.
No, I'll take it for the dragon book that I'll never look at again.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I like Ben Affleck dragon.
Yeah, just that one. Is he your favorite dragon? Is he the most dateable dragon to you?
Yeah, he's back with his old wife, J-Lo dragon.
Right? Ooh.
Dragon J-Lo?
Yes. Yeah.
I can't think of any J-Lo songs at the moment to make
I'm just Jenny from the Block.
Don't
be fooled by the scales that I got. I'm still Jenny from the mountains.
Jenny okay. from the blockade.
Ooh,
right?
There you go. That's
go.
Good.
Okay.
All right, here's jam number 10.
All right.
We have Lemon Yuzu.
Oh, that sounds right up your alley.
So Yuzu, I think, in the last few years has kind of become a like replacement for lime.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's very similar taste. So you'll see a lot of lemon yuzu.
A little pop open.
Ooh, you can see the chunks like floating in there.
Ah, little yuzu chunks.
Careful, it's a little drippy.
Yeah. it smells like lemon curd. Like,
oh, yeah.
If
I like a good lemon
to get
curd.
Like a...
It's like see-through.
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't look like it. It smells like...
Oh, wow.
Lemony?
Yeah, lemony I think I got a rind. That's good.
Ooh. Very lemon.
Yes.
Whoa.
Lemony Snicket.
Yeah. That's great.
I really like that.
I like it a lot too. Yeah.
I've never really fucked with lemon curd before. But
yeah.
I think after this, I'm going to have to try some more.
Yeah. That is
it's really
tasty.
Good.
Yeah.
It's like it's really sour.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Me neither. It had like lemon rinds
in it.
It's
the most flavorful one.
Yes, it was. But not in a bad, not too much flavor.
If you could make how sour a lemon is delightful.
Yes.
That's what it was.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm.
Thank you for putting the curds in my mouth.
Hey. All right.
I took the curds right out of my mouth.
It was my turn for number 11.
Yes.
This is in an envelope you have opened before, though. I don't recall.
I
oh, no,
opened
you didn't.
The one above it.
It just had flopped
up. I'm guessing it's going to be a pin.
It's kind of hard, so maybe.
Yeah, I think those two are pins. Yeah,
yes.
They're both pins.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Trying to get, he's bonking.
I didn't want to stab myself.
No, yeah, don't stab.
It is...
It's a pin, right?
It's a pin with like a wooden owl, maybe?
A wooden owl.
Could be the owl bear.
It says owl bear on it.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, you can't see the words.
My
He's like ripping through the pin and it says like in wooden words, owl bear.
Oh, I see. I thought that was like part of it. I thought it was like his,
right.
You know?
No,
yeah. I thought it was like
couldn't have been more wrong.
Owl Groot.
All right, where are you gonna put that? Herbie's
pocket.
Collar, your dog's collar.
Yeah, yeah, he would love
it. He's kind
he
of an
owlbear.
He's got owlbear energy.
Do your 11.
I will.
No.
I'm talking to you first.
I know. Well, I don't know.
All right, this one looks like a credit card size.
It's a gift.
We'll see.
Yeah. A gift card to the like the place that makes these things.
Dude, that'd be sweet.
That'd be sweet.
Okay, where we got?
Little rebate.
Ooh, what the fudge? Oh.
Magnet?
It's a...
Oh.
What is it, a card? It's a card holder for your phone?
Yeah, like you stick it on the back of your phone. And
there's like a 3M... Huh. 3M sticky thing on the back you peel off, and it's like
it's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, it's like a shot of the mountain with somebody standing in profile looking at it.
Yeah, it's like a Skyrim scene. That's
but
cooler
like,
than mine.
The little wavy thing at the top is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cut pretty neat. That's neat.
What
you
did
win.
You have?
I had the pin.
The oh yeah,
herb,
yeah,
the,
yeah. I think
read.
Mine beats.
You're definitely wins.
I'm ahead, man. I'm ahead by 3 now.
Oh.
What are you going to do? You got to step it up.
That's not up to me.
Well,
that is up to the creators of the Dungeons Ampersand Dragons.
You know what I should do next year is get a fourth advent calendar, but make it the loser advent calendar. And the loser has to open that day up whoever loses the match.
Make it like
a
bad,
make it like a dog treat, Ed, and you have to eat the dog treat.
Oh, no.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. All right, 11, right?
11 jam.
11 jam. Oh, baby, here we go. Another apricot one, mm-hmm. but instead of, was it banana last time?
Apricot. Yes.
This is apricot lavender.
Oh, okay. This, I think you're going to like it.
You're going to like it.
Maybe.
You're going to like it.
I might. You like lavender, though.
I do like lavender. Do you not?
I don't dislike it. You just love it.
I know, but I'm asking you. What are your thoughts on lavender?
I don't. If it's in something, I might like it. But I will never, ever be like, give me that thing with lavender in it.
Okay.
But like lavender lotions and stuff I'm into.
Yes, that's good. The lavender is pretty prominent, I think. Way more than the last. I know you don't like it.
It's not for me.
You don't seem to like apricot, I think. Apricot.
No, I do. I like that a lot.
Wow. So you didn't like the apricot banana or the apricot lavender.
The sour banana was weird.
Yes.
And this, it wasn't for me.
Wow. So you wouldn't put it on a potato?
I'd put anything on a potato.
Even the apricot lavender spread?
Well, especially the apricot.
Actually, I want that for just that specific purpose.
Can we actually stop recording so I can go find a potato?
You know, I gotta bake my potatoes. You know, you can just postmark a potato, draw on it with a Sharpie and a stamp, and send it in the mail.
You can do that with anything.
What?
Literally anything you can do that with.
A loose bag of SpaghettiOs?
Yeah.
So you think they would actually ship that?
Yes, I do.
Even though it would easily break apart and ruin a bunch of other packages.
There's an address and a stamp on it. You paid for it. I am 92% certain that they would mail that.
92. That's an 8% margin of error. Mm. All right. Well, let's find out.
All right. 12.
No, we got to mail SpaghettiOs.
Oh, we'll be right back.
A lot of squishy things.
8 seconds.
My Foley work is getting a little disgusting. What are we on? 12?
12. Okay. So I have this giant one. Oh, wow. It's very big.
It's huge, yeah. It's bigger than anything on my calendar. Is that 12?
It could be two things. Yeah, okay, because it's a 12-sided
die. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's as long as the pencil, but it feels like it's two things.
Whoa.
What is this?
I don't know.
Oh, it's like multiple things. It's
chopsticks.
Oh my god! It's chopsticks.
It kind of looked like chopsticks.
I think they're like drink markers, maybe.
Or
like stirrers, what like is... wooden. They're like stirring sticks.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's a wooden. Oh yeah, you have a ton of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch. It's hard to dump them out. Sorry.
So you have they're like long wooden sticks with a circle at the top, and they have like a D20. They all have D20s.
Oh, it's a coffee. Oh, that's so cool. And it comes with a coffee sleeve.
Oh, wow.
One side says critical hit of caffeine.
Okay.
The other side says no coffee. This feels like a joke. I don't understand.
It's a one. So one is like the worst you can roll, and 20 is the best. So critical hit, 20.
Oh, got it.
One is, so you get literally no coffee.
That's pretty funny. That's cool. So that was like kind of thoughtful.
Yeah. A coffee sleeve and four stoppers, I guess. Is that what
stir? I would call them. They're more of a stirring stick.
That's really cool.
But yeah, that's cool. All right. Your turn.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to be able to beat that one. 12 is upper right corner.
Looks like an ornament.
A guy fighting a big troll. Yeah, it sure does look like an ornament, but it is not. They're cards of, let's see.
How to make your own ornament.
More recipes.
Okay.
Two recipes. One is a hot spiced cider, which looks pretty good.
With dragon eggs.
Everything has dragon eggs in it for some reason. Let's see what... two types of apples. Brown sugar, coriander seed, juniper berries.
What was the last thing?
Juniper berries.
Okay.
And braided bread. Ooh.
Holla, baby.
Holla. Right, Steve?
Yeah. Holla and honey is very good, too.
It's cool. These both look like good good recipes. The braided bread specifically looks great, but sadly does not beat your coffee kit.
Yeah, my coffee kit's good. I no spoilers, I don't think you have a coffee kit.
I don't. I have nothing like that.
Yeah.
I wonder why that was so unique to you.
Well, I will say the... I mean, are there Skyrim coffee sleeve puns that exist?
Skyrim coffee? Yeah, I guess so. You
can
do...
In the same way that you can zero in D20.
You could do Fuss, Ro, Da... This coffee is hot.
What?
Fuss, Ro, Da! You don't know that? That's like the chant you can use to shoot wind.
I didn't,
people.
But it gave me some context to what you just said. The is good.
Sure.
What I'm impressed with halfway through,
okay,
is how little overlap we've had.
Yeah, I was expecting some, like, we've had like pins the same, we've had pencils the same,
but they're completely different. And like,
yes,
for example, like I got the coffee kit, you did not get the coffee kit. There was something else I got. Oh, like all the sort of Dungeons Dragons, like let's try to get you into the game stuff.
Right.
You have recipes.
We are halfway through. Speaking of, it is 7-5. Me at 7, you at 5.
Yep.
Do you think you're going to squeak this one out? I would have guessed Dungeons and Dragons would be the winner, but
one that I pretty aggressively gave to you that you were going to give to me.
I know, you're too nice.
Which could have come.
I think I win every year because every year you're like you can
have it. Yeah,
it's not fun.
I'm was it loyal good?
Lawful good, yes. Okay, we're on 12.
Jam number 12. Jam number 12. 12.
Only halfway through the jams.
Steve, what did you eat today? Culver's, French fries,
jam.
24 jams.
24 little jams. Okay. We have a, interesting, wild blueberry and balm leaves spread.
Balm leaves?
Yeah.
Like with a B?
Yeah, B-A-L-M leaves.
I've never heard that.
Balm. Like a
thing you put on your dog's nose.
Yeah. It smells very interesting. It smells leafy.
Okay. Well, I will...
Let's give it a chunk. Oh, it's very drippy.
Okay.
Oh, weird. That's
Oh, I don't...
It's like tea almost.
It's I was going to joke, like, does it smell like sanitizer? Because it's like balm. And a little bit.
I think it tastes like a tea. Like a Ooh. Green tea, maybe. Yep. The balm is very interesting. It's not bad. I think it would be really
leafy
good.
Leafy is an interesting description because I feel like I ate the blueberries and the leaves.
Like, yeah, exactly. But I think it would be good with, like, some butter on a toast.
Yeah.
Sugar brown, yeah, balm leaves. Even on the ingredients, it says that.
I guess this is what they're called.
And wild blubberies. Dude.
Bloobs.
How do you feel about that one?
It tasted better than it smelled.
I agree.
If we're doing this again, 7.
But I've never had balm leaves before, so I don't really have much of a litmus test.
Yes,
right?
But as an overall enjoyable experience.
Yes, yes, fair. All right. Into the second half here, with number one, lucky number 17, 13.
13. Oh, so this is a cool container. It's like a purple, maybe? Would you call it purple?
Dark purple? Outside, yeah, yeah. That's the ampersand.
The ampersand with like a word art 3D orange.
Oh, sure.
Shadow.
Yeah, word art.
But yeah,
about
square,
that from Microsoft Word. Everyone
how
loves
could
it.
You?
How cool. Oh, is this another?
It's tightly packed. This feels like the equivalent of your... Oh, no.
Whoa, what is going on here?
I think it's a puzzle.
Oh,
oh
but
cool.
It's like out of squares?
Yep, it's like squares, and we just put them down and reassemble this puzzle.
What do you think it is?
I could probably do it pretty quick. It's only like 9 pieces.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Literally?
Yeah, we'll use... I'll start doing this.
Yeah, I'll open my thing.
Oh, shoot.
What?
I almost owlbeared myself with the...
You stabbed it?
Almost.
Don't stab yourself, Steve. We've told you this every fucking year.
Every year. And every
Stop
year.
Stop stabbing yourself.
Can't spell ER without ear. Or year without ear.
Okay. So my 13 is long. It looks like a check instead of a credit card. So we'll see what I got here while Steve works on the multiple... Oh, what the fuck? Multiple
colored
pencils?
Okay.
Interesting.
I see.
I have four colored pencils. They all have the little Skyrim logo on it. I got yellow, I got red, I got green, and don't forget blue, dude, because I also got blue.
Skyrim, I think, is also known for being a coloring book simulator.
Yes, the final boss of the game, you actually pull out a coloring book and you have to color within the lines. Dun dun dun.
It's like one of the skills you level up.
Yes,
because, right? Aren't you like constantly leveling?
Yes, within, that is not correct. Steve's working on the puzzle. He said it would be easy.
He seems to be
having a hard time.
Okay, so it's just like a dude. He's like doing like Seal from Kissed by a Rose, but with swords.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's my interpretation here.
I've been.
It's like bit very geometric.
By a dragon.
And like,
it's cool. It's a cool, like.
It's more challenging than I thought it would be.
Because it's a lot of little pieces.
It's like a lot of little pieces and a lot of colors and like sharp lines.
Yes.
It
looks
go.
Cool.
Wait, no, that's not right.
No, it's not right.
See, but it works here, just not here. That's why it was weird.
I don't think you're gonna be able to do it, dude. Unless you want to keep trying.
I think, in the interest of time, let me stop. But it is it's a cool.
It
puzzle.
Looks like a cool design. I want to see it finished.
Oh,
but
here we go.
I don't want to watch you do it.
You know, you're just about there.
Okay,
we've done it.
Say so.
No, literally, we got it.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing it.
We'll
just
see.
Balance.
We'll see. Oop. Stevie.
Yeah.
I still can't see really what.
So there's
it is.
His face, and he's like,
oh,
swords,
sure.
And
yep,
it's like,
yep,
very like anime.
It's like blue, red, purple, and white.
And black.
And black.
This is cool.
Yeah.
It looks like that. Those cups from the 90s.
Oh, sure.
You
take
know
a picture
pattern
of that. Put it on put it on our Stinkstagram.
Let me boop it up a little bit and tighten it
I
up.
I still don't think you got it perfect, but that's just me.
Where do you think it's wrong?
Because the shards are going down here, and then they're going that way, and it doesn't seem to match up.
Mm. Yeah, you could be right.
Oh, well, maybe not.
But
I don't
yeah,
know.
I just don't know.
Let the public judge. Take a picture. We'll see how. Go to our Instagram and find out if Steve did the puzzle right. Make
a
comment
right,
if you think he did it wrong.
No, you're right, but like something I can't figure out what's wrong.
We'll let the audience finish the puzzle for it. Take out your Photoshop, since you can't move the physical pieces, and show us the right way.
Yeah, show us cool Photoshop.
I'll make sure to send you. I'll give you a $5 Long John Silver's gift card if you finish it.
Ooh, now I'm gonna finish it.
No, it's not. You're not eligible.
Oh. Okay. All right, your turn.
Well, I got the colored pencils.
Oh, right.
So you win this one.
I definitely win this one.
Just like plain ass colored pencils. I assume I'm getting a coloring book later. I don't know why else they would give me four random colored pencils, but that's just a theory, you know? A game theory. Mm. Like your favorite YouTube channel.
Like the Game Theorists?
No, there's a MatPat, I think his name is. Mm. He's like, and that's just a theory.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Or is
he was
it
in
good?
The Five Nights and Freddy's movie, dude.
What? Hey, I did it. I fixed it.
Okay, good.
You were, for the record, you were right.
Good.
Now it looks better.
Oh no, I ripped this one.
Oh no, it's glass.
What?
It's glass. How did you rip?
No,
glass?
I ripped the opening for the jam.
Oh.
Got another desserty one.
Ooh,
caramel what? Cinnamon.
Oh, that should be good.
Caramel. If you're a dumbass.
Okay.
Do you just say caramel?
I say
or do
both.
You say caramel? Oh, you go back and forth.
It's sort of dependent on the sentence.
Caramel cinnamon sounds delicious. I'm going to give it a little
I'd say
mix.
Like caramel apple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Caramel apple. Yeah.
Caramel.
All right,
yeah,
let's see here.
Chocolate caramel.
What?
I was trying to figure out how to say it.
That tastes like
butterscotch.
A melted down version of the type of caramel that's on a caramel apple.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually really good.
Ooh. That's intense.
Intense?
It's very tasty. Like, it's just like way sweeter than I thought it was going
to. I really like that a lot.
Yeah, that's very good.
Because I really like the caramel that's on the apples, but it's so hard. It's so chewy. It gets everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's why I like that
flavor. I love those things. I like the ones with the sprinkles. Chocolate sprinkles.
Well, what do you think about the regular candy apples? The hard, like, red candy?
I don't think I've ever had one, actually.
Oh.
Funny enough.
Well, start living your life, dude.
Well, I'm trying. I got 13 more advent calendars. Well, okay. So we're on 13, right?
We're on 14 now. We just opened 13.
Oh, okay. 14.
Right? Yes. That's where I had my colored pencils.
Got it. Oh, 14. Sorry, it took me a second.
Yours is long, or like a little thin and a little tall. It's not too tiny, but yeah, it's on the smaller side.
Right, hang on, it's awkwardly placed.
Scoop it. Scoop it true, dude. Oh, he's ripping. he had to tear that one open. What's going on here?
It is, I don't know, a magnet maybe?
It's like a rubber thing?
Well, there's like a thing on the back, so I'm wondering if it's a magnet.
Is it a sticker?
Can I go to your fridge real quick?
Sure, yeah, go test it out. I still haven't seen what it looks like.
Oh, it's the cube.
Oh, okay, it's the gelatinous cube that sucks in adventurers, eats their flesh. It is a magnet.
Yeah.
Wow. No, you keep it put on your home fridge.
I don't have a fridge.
Yes, you do. Don't lie. You're always trying to gaslight me about your fridge.
I'm just trying to get free fridges.
That's true. Shoot, I need the fridge. Are you just going to leave that puzzle made in front of you?
What else would you like me to do then? Is it bothering you?
Yeah, I really hate it.
Really?
No.
I don't know.
It's just taking up so much room. I'm surprised.
I don't know. It doesn't bother. It's like a cool thing to look at.
All right, keep your magnet.
I'm proud of this. I made this.
Keep your magnet to remember this game. Podcast always.
I will.
Thank
How
you.
How could I forget?
Because you're very forgettable.
What?
What? Oh, I got two. Hold on.
No.
I got two ornaments in one.
Oh my.
They
God.
Spread yours over two. And I got mine in one. That's bullshit.
Do you think that was like just like some pissed off worker being like, ah.
Yes. So one is yellow and has like a sun shield on it.
Uh-huh.
The other one is
pretty cool.
Is the dragon symbol with a little Santa hat.
It's the same thing on both sides. Unlike mine.
Yes, it is. I think I'd give that to you.
I think I gave it to me too, but those are cool.
They are cool, but they're paper ornaments.
Like, your tree.
I will put them on the tree.
Great.
Should I do it now?
Maybe after this.
Hold on. Watch me reach.
Oh, I thought you were going to try to throw it on.
No.
Got it.
One. They're so light, I don't even need to put it around a
It's just floating.
And
it's anti-gravity.
Two. Dude, if they made anti-gravity ornaments. Oh, no. Our cat's very interested.
I will help.
Thanks, Timmy. Love you, buddy.
Mm. Oh, Timmy. I love you so much.
Okay. Yeah, so that's you, right?
Yes.
The magnet's cool. It's like a nice, the gelatinous cube is in color for the first time.
Yeah.
In this calendar.
It's pretty spooky. It's like Toxic Crusader.
Oh, yeah, you
green.
Can see the skull in there.
And some bones.
Skull and bones, which is everyone's favorite two parts of the human body.
Isn't there like a movie called Skull and
Bones? Skull
and Bones?
I think there's a game like a... coming out, like a pirate game by Ubisoft coming out.
Oh, you know what I was thinking? What's that game we played? Deep Rock Galactic. Where when you push, I think, L3.
Rock and Stone.
I was just thinking, Skull and Bones.
Close.
Yeah. It's the sound.
Skull and Bones.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we just like rebranded close. The game. Just
yeah,
turned
the
little
neither of the words are correct, but the and is there. okay, we got cherry hibiscus.
Oh, okay. I feel like cherry can go wonderfully sour or medicine.
Yes.
Those are the three cherries that exist.
Wonderfully, sour, and medicine are your three.
Yeah, wonderful sour, wonderful cherry, sour cherry, medicine cherry.
Okay, let's see which one this is.
Medicine cherry is bad. The other two are good.
I would not go sour or medicine.
Great. What did you
chunks
you
of cherries in there? The hibiscus.
I like it.
That's I like it. Yeah, the hibiscus is light, but I can taste it.
It's like not. It's the beginnings of a sour cherry.
Yeah, it's the closest to just
it's
a regular
like a maraschino cherry. Like,
oh,
the,
sure.
Like a, the good ones.
The good ones.
The ones that are like $1,000 a jar.
Yes. That one's nice. It's
yeah,
not like
that was good. I like that.
Amazing by any means.
I don't know what I'd put it on. I'd like put that in a cocktail.
Oh, wow. Just right. Drop it in the bottom.
Yeah, shake it around.
Mix it up with some ice. Freeze it. Drop it in a cocktail.
Yeah, look at that.
What? What'd
15?
You say? Look at them?
15? I said, look at that.
Look at that. Thanks. Okay, yes, it's 15.
Okay. Right. I like how, like, I don't know, maybe an hour ago, I was like, I got this part. I'm keeping track.
16.
Oh, it is the
15.
Beholder.
Yes, those hey, are, you're learning.
Cool. It's the, it is eyes. It's like almost like a Medusa
ooh.
Mixed with that one bad guy from Doom.
Uh-huh.
The floating eyeball.
Yes, very much.
Now I can see it much better here.
Might be
there.
Called the Beholder in Doom. You never know.
Oh, it could be.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh, it's tissue paper?
What is going on?
Is this
here?
Wrapping paper? Oh my gosh, I think it's a little wrapping paper.
Is it?
I think so. And I think one of your cats is very interested.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh!
Timmy jumped on the table and knocked over everything.
It's a gift bag.
Okay.
That you can have, Timmy. Buddy. Here, come here. Let me...
he jumped from our kitchen counter.
Here you go, buddy.
Oh. That's a cool gift bag.
Let me see what's on it.
Yeah, you just put it on the ground.
It's just a crinkle bag, and it's crinkly. He went nuts. It's just a bunch of the different characters.
I mean, keep the gift bag, I guess.
For what?
Is there anything you bought me that would fit in here?
A donut.
Is there anything you bought?
Oh, actually, yes.
There you go.
But I want your cat is so intrigued. I can't.
We'll give it to him after I open it.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Timmy, I feel bad because he's like,
no, he'll have it later.
Ugh. On his he fucking can death wait. List. It's like it's Steve just... Buscemi lipstick.
So it's like family. It's like it was pretty basic, right? It was just kind of like
yeah, it's just like the guy, like the different classes.
Oh, right. So no, I'm saying the like the bag itself.
Yeah, it's like a crinkly paper bag that you might get a donut in. That's yes. Why I said donuts.
Yeah. Did you notice what kind of candle we have going right now?
Yes, the Scooby Doo Forbidden Forest candle. I think it's great. I don't notice the smell.
I think because we've been here for so long.
That's what I'm saying.
But also we've had many jams.
We've had many jams. I've smelled many candles today.
What, are we on 16? 15.
15.
Okay. This, looks like more. Yep. It's more recipe cards.
You do like a Skyrim recipe box.
Yeah, I guess so. Chicken dumplings. Ooh,
oh, yeah.
That looks good. They're like in like a, there's a picture of them. They look like they're in like wontons almost.
Oh, wow.
And oh, this is cool. And Stormcloak seasoning. So
it almost looks like a deep fried crunch wrap.
It does. So this is like just how to make a seasoning, which is pretty nice.
Oh, dill, grains of paradise. Is that real? Mustard powder.
Literally never heard of it.
Mustard powder, not mustard power.
Mustard power.
That's what makes it.
Watch out, villain. Here comes my mustard power.
Stormcloak.
I just squirt mustard out of my hand at you.
And it sounded like diarrhea.
Well, that's how it would come out, right?
Just everything that comes out of his body is mustard. He cries mustard, God. Poops mustard, pees mustard. Oh, and fennel seeds. And red rye pie dough. They're double
sided. Oh, there's two. Oh, does chicken
did we miss out on like half of the recipes?
No, this one was so easy that it just made another simple one.
Oh, I see.
So this one has a dough. They're cool. I would still give it to you, I think.
Yeah,
I didn't think the shitty bag would be the winner, but...
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Right. I mean, I guess it also depends...
The cat was like, no, this is a clear victory for Steve. Did you not see what I did?
I love...
Or hear that back?
He jumped right onto... He's getting sleepy now, right behind you.
Yeah, well, he just played pretty hard.
He did a mighty leap onto the table.
Yeah. Three, four...
And we're both like, whoa!
I was not expecting it.
15, right? I keep forgetting.
See, we just did 15.
Yes, I'm getting the spread.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Okay, so we have Mirabelle Plum Spice Spread.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know what a Mirabelle Plum is. I've never had one.
I don't know either.
And spice. Plum spice?
Is plum spice a thing?
It's a like dash plum dash spice.
Oh, so like spread. A plum spice.
Mmm. So that is like a...
It smells really good.
Tastes like a filling in a pie. Like yeah. Almost down to like an apple pie chunk.
Ooh, I like that.
That's really good.
I think
the spice would be like cinnamon, probably.
Yeah, and like nutmeg.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's very autumnal.
Yeah, very. I would eat this.
Yeah, that's good on like a rye toast.
Ooh, or just put in a pie, dog.
Yeah, that little thing in a whole pie.
Well, no, you take a McDonald's apple pie, stick a straw in there, suck out all this filling.
I'm following.
Thank you. Put that in there. Half a scoop of ice cream, microwave, you're set for life.
That's not unreasonable. Like, I don't know, was that a bit?
Like everything, there's truth in comedy, you know?
Let's do it.
Okay, right now, can you please Uber Eats one McDonald's apple pie?
And one straw. sorry, two straws.
From Walgreens, where it's like, yeah, you can pick up stuff along the way. One straw.
They got these packs. No.
And a microwave.
No.
And go to Best Buy and get a microwave.
I almost bought you a microwave at Target today.
Was it that cheap?
No. That's why I didn't do it. I just thought it would be a funny gift. Like
entire microwave?
Well, because I was like walking and we'll talk about this more, but I got to a part of Target where I was like, kind of a dead end. Ooh, microwave would be funny. Ah, they're expensive. That's it.
Cool. That's it. Thanks. Thanks for the...
Tune in next week.
Yeah, for Steve's full microwave story.
Steve thinks about buying stuff.
Deleted scenes from Steve's microwave story.
Clorox detergent. Okay.
Yeah, you always give me shitty gifts. No, I'm just kidding. Your gifts are just so...
I give you more functional stuff than you give me.
Sometimes.
We'll talk about
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. 16. Mine is clearly a pin because it's in the little pin section. Let's see what kind of pin we got today. Oh, interesting. It's like a, it looks like a handwritten eye, right?
Oh, that is cool.
It's on a gray background. It looks like someone just drew an eye on there with Sharpie, but it's like meant to look like that.
Yeah. It's like a cave drawing.
Yeah, kinda. Exactly.
Or like one of
the, that's cool.
The hobo art.
What was yours?
I don't know if I did it.
Oh, shit. Did I jump you?
I thought so. 16? I panicked when you said 16.
Sorry. Yeah, 16 right there.
Oh.
Huh. I jumped you.
Well, that's 19.
My bad. Well, oh. Hello.
Where's my 16?
16?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I jumped you. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I just had a moment. I was like, oh, my God.
A senior moment.
There I go.
You're almost 40.
A monstrous, I am. A monstrous mini activity booklet.
Okay.
Dungeons and Dragons. There's a clawed hand with a couple of 20-sided dice.
And like lightning around it. That's cool.
Very neat. Okay, and what kind of... we have a word search.
Okay.
One of the words you have to find, obviously this is like a thing, but flump. Very funny. spot the difference. So a little photo hunt.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't tell if it was like a low-quality photo or if it was drawn.
Remember, you're not going to be able to have your treats until you finish this, Steve.
My photo hunt?
Yeah.
And a crossword puzzle.
Okay. Anything else on the back or anything?
Oh, yeah, the answers.
That's weird.
It's fun. That is cool.
But it's like, isn't this kind of for adults? Who's going to sit down and do a word search?
I love word searches.
Okay, sorry. I guess I'm not trying to gatekeep for children and adults. That's neat.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
What was yours again?
The pin with the eye, which I like.
I like.
You think activity booklet beats pin?
Like, I think conceptually it does, but I really like that pin, so I'll give it to the pin.
Me too. I think the design of the pin beats the concept of the book.
Yeah. But it's not a bad book.
Are you going to do that? Are you going to do the word search?
I can do the word search. I might not be able to do.
Is it all
Dungeons and Dragons?
And give me one clue.
Four across, a two-headed demon lord. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Two-headed demon lord.
10 letters.
Don't know it.
Sorry, I didn't look at the 10 letters before.
What's the answer?
Demogorgon.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I should have known that. Yeah, that was from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
They play it in the game, or in the movie, in the TV show. Okay.
I'm going to need you to start that one over.
The game Dungeons & Dragons in the TV show.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe in the movie Dungeons & Dragons, they watch Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they watch the whole episode.
It's like on the TV show, like a TV and like the Best Buy.
It doesn't cut away for 65 minutes. It shows the first episode. All right. Here we go. Next one. Orange, guava, lime.
Okay. So like, you know,
this could be
three-fifths of five alive.
Yeah, I was going to say a very tropical time.
I'm pretty pumped for this. I like tropical flavors. I think I like the idea of them more than I usually like them, but I think this is going to be good.
Oh, wow.
I feel like this would be good inside of a chocolate. You know what I mean? Like a dark chocolate
thing. I don't know about if I agree with the chocolate, but...
I didn't even have it yet.
It is very citrusy. Mm-hmm. I think there's more rinds of like lime in there.
I like that a lot.
Me too. It's five alive-y, which is like your favorite. Do you want this one?
No, give it to you. Keep it. Okay. That makes sure Jean gets her. She get plenty of vitamin C from that one.
And she needs it. Trust me. Her bones are snapping like twigs.
Is that vitamin C? And it's calcium.
Yeah, vitamin calcium.
Oh.
That's what the C stands for, dude.
Okay.
I believe you.
Chris and Steve's Science Hour. We hope you learned a bunch.
Boing. all right, so now 17, that's you. You go first.
Well, you can go first for the
second
half.
No, I want you to go first.
We can
first.
Be a new tradition. No. It's like changing field position at halftime.
You won the rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, so I have a mimic silhouette on a square-shaped purple envelope.
If that's another ornament. Okay. It looks like a sticker.
It looks like another car sticker.
Oh.
It's just very hard to get out.
Vroom, vroom.
Yep.
It's a car.
It's like loose brains that look like frogs. Fuck? Brain frogs. Oh, it's not a car sticker. I'm sorry. I just assumed it was. Punch out and assemble so I can punch it out and make a little character.
Oh, it's a standee.
Yeah.
Is that that's cool.
Is what? That like a thing in the game?
No, like, you can use standees in the game if you want.
Got it. Yeah.
It's like a Cthulhu-looking guy with, like, tentacles coming out of his mouth.
Can you...
Grabbing little, like, brain puppies.
Can you use this in your next game and call it Steve?
Sure.
Great.
I guess
that's so. My Christmas wish.
Aw.
Hallmark 2023. Steve
for Christmas. Me to play a Dungeons & Dragons game and use the character of Steve.
Yeah, leaving your big city job, you go to your small town. You're a beautiful, like, blonde lady,
yes,
by
of
way.
Course.
I'm
engaged to a big lawyer who's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, yeah. And his last name is even, like, Law, right?
His
name is, like...
Jude Law.
Judge Law.
Yeah, Judge Judy Law.
I can't believe I've never put together Jude Law, Judy Law.
Yeah, Judy Law. Judge Judy Law.
Yeah, like, how is that?
So his name's Judge Judy Law. We go to... Or she goes to the small town, right?
Yeah. And, well, her... Where she's from.
Right, and she works... She case. Has to work in, like, a pie shop, right?
Right. But in the pie shop, to kill time, because it's not busy, which is part of the problem.
Yes.
They play
she's
Dungeons
used to be
and Dragons
she's used to, be
to pass the time.
Okay.
Right.
And so the owner of the pie shop... Kind of a hunky guy, would you say?
Yeah.
Do you think she meets him, they spark something up, and maybe she learns to love him more than
I think
her?
They roll the D69.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you think she's a little clumsy?
I can't recall if we're talking about you being a lady anymore and, like, we roll reverse.
I'm the lady in the movie, sure.
Oh, then...
But I'm just trying to fill in the Hallmark movie style.
She's clumsy in the bakery or wherever the pie
Are
shop.
Are you the owner of the pie shop and we get together?
Is this how this happens?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And then what's the climax of the movie? How does that turn out?
Oh, I am Santa.
What? Real you've Santa? Working,
you've been working at my pie shop.
What does that have to do with Dungeons and Dragons?
This is more of a Hallmark movie thing.
Okay.
It's like, oh, fuck, that guy was Santa.
Okay.
Or, like, works for Santa.
Okay.
Oh, no, maybe I was Santa's lead baker. That's, like, the big reveal at the end. Okay. And I got fired. I quit because I just didn't think I had what it took.
Do you and I end up together? I leave my, like, big city husband? Or
I get invited back when I invent ho-hos.
Okay. Again, not sure what Dungeons & Dragons has to do with any of this.
Well, we're getting there.
Okay, continue.
In order, right, because now there's magic involved. In
yes,
order for
Santa's
us,
real in this universe.
In order for us to get back to the North Pole, so I can keep my job and we can
us. I'm with you.
Yeah, well, yeah, you've given up your city life.
Oh, okay.
And you've, I think you divorced over text.
Why do you have to go back to the North Pole?
Because I just got rehired as Santa's lead.
Okay,
baker,
you can't do it remotely.
Confidence. No.
And you invented the ho ho, which has existed for hundreds of years in the real world.
This movie takes place back then.
Oh, when Dungeons and Dragons existed too.
It's
there
like
were a... lawyers. I guess lawyers would. Yeah. I thought lawyers
like
was a new invention.
20 years ago and there was lawyers? Okay, Steve.
Yeah, that's also fantasy, if you ask me. Okay, so this is the invention of the ho-ho.
Right.
Okay. So we have to go back to the North Pole.
Right. And the only way we can get there
mm-hmm.
is by waiting 20 years.
Okay.
For Gary Gygax.
Gary Gygax to
right?
invent.
To invent Dungeons and Dragons.
So you said we were playing it in the shop earlier. How did
time
we...
travel.
Oh, I didn't realize there was time travel involved.
Well, yeah, we just talked about it. We went back in time to when the ho-hos were invented.
Right. And,
so I could sneak in
okay.
and do it.
What's the
it's
name
the whole
of this
Shakespeare
movie?
Paradox. What?
What's the name of this movie?
Ho-ho-ho, Holiday Jolly Times with Chris and Steve, who do, I promise, play Dungeons & Dragons at the end.
Okay. It's a little bit of a mouthful. I like ho-ho-ho. That's really funny. Yeah. It should just be called ho-ho.
Like
ho-ho and then comma ho.
Yeah, it's just Chris like in like you know like a floofy green tinsel dress.
Yep, I'm in the dress the
like
whole
like knee-high candy striped socks.
All right,
Buddy the Elf,
get in touch with us.
Hollywood
Hallmark. Yeah, Hollymark. Judge Judy Law is the best character.
I really hope someone at Hallmark is just like sitting at home listening to this going
like whoa.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. They had me at the... Well, we got to film these...
That sounds like
2020. You know we got to film these things in March, right?
Yeah, I've got to go up to Canada, right?
Yeah.
And,
takes a few months of post-production.
Yeah.
So you got to pretend it's Christmas. We don't shoot these on Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people think we do because we, put them out on Christmas.
Right. But we don't.
We don't know.
It's a little like movie magic for you.
Yeah. When people talk about it. Yeah.
Okay. What number are we on? 17.
Do we have to do a jam?
No, we just did 16 jam.
How did that happen?
What?
How did we get there?
I don't know, dude. I don't know anything. Dude, Timmy, 17? Don't jump on the table again.
Oh, no. What was my 17?
You haven't opened it yet. Oh, wait, you did.
Yeah, that's how we got there. Is it? Oh, my God.
What was it?
Oh, it was the standee.
Oh, yes. Jesus Christ. Lord. All right.
I couldn't see it. It was hiding behind your soda can.
Yes. All right. My 17 just has like a little, it's like a...
Oh, my God. It's a movie ticket. To Whoa. Ho Ho Ho.
The movie. This is like
the premiere of Ho Ho Ho.
Is this just a pin?
Wow.
In like a really long package.
It's like some old school Amazon shit.
It seems like it shouldn't have been in this one.
Yeah, they just needed to fill
the
space.
It's another pin. It's just a handprint, but it looks like the other one that we had.
And I don't think it inspired a holiday movie.
No, I think your standee wins this one. Weird that was like a long, thin package that didn't look like the other two pins.
No, I was not expecting that to come out of there.
Well,
that's
sounds like some fuckery to me.
Me too.
We're on 17. Okay.
17.
17.
You know what I should be doing?
What?
We'll start now. Guess the flavors.
Okay, what is this flavors?
Grape Bomba.
Yes, Grape Bomba is the flavor. Peach Mint.
Oh, this...
peach mint. Mm. I don't know what if I would ever mix those two together.
They make like mint jam for like lamb chops, you know?
Right.
So I would ask myself, would this be good on a lamb chop?
You know, now that you said that, I think it would. But only in that scenario.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It
needs salt.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's very minty.
It's very minty.
Yeah, a lot of peach mixings in this one.
It's like really, it's walking that fine line of, wait, did I just eat peach jam and after brushing my teeth,
yes.
Or is that in here?
Yeah, again, I think it would be good with lamb chops, but maybe just like in that world and nothing else.
But that's all right. Now you have a reason to make lamb chops.
Yes, for my vegetarian wife, I'll make lamb chops for us, or I could just play lamb chops sing along. And we could eat.
I think it's lamb chops play along.
Lamb chops play along. Yeah. Is it play along?
Okay. Yeah.
You might be right.
Yeah. No, I.
This is the song that never
I don't put my foot down
ends.
A lot.
Was that lamb chop?
Yeah, it's the song that doesn't end, I think.
This is the song. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm getting one word wrong on each of these lamb chops.
Look, I don't, like I said, I don't put my foot down a lot. But when it comes to lamb chop or play along,
oh, that's why you don't drive.
End. I'm
you don't put your foot down.
Yep, that's it. We put me in a car and start talking about lamb chop, saying right. wrong things about it.
Jam on the gas.
We will be far fast.
Yep. All right, we're at 18.
Yes. We're getting to the part where it's hard to find the remainders.
You should just tear off the ones.
This looks like a magic wand, I guess.
I'm guessing bookmark.
Oh, sorry, I meant the design.
Oh, yes. The design is magic wand. I'm guessing bookmark inside.
I think it's got to be a bookmark. It's exactly that shape, and it's very thin. Paper on paper. Yeah, totally. But it's cool. Oh, it's double-sided.
Oh.
One side is dwarves fighting a toothy monster with one eye.
Yes. Okay.
The other side is just like Dungeons & Dragons like logos.
That's nice. That's
imagery.
A nice bookmark.
Yeah, it is.
Do you read?
No.
Okay. Jean reads. So,
give it to her. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give that to her. Little bookmark for your books, mate.
Yeah.
Mate.
If you,
18.
You, oh, my gosh.
What?
What if her name was Mark? A bookmark for books, Mark.
Wow, that we should rename her Mark.
Mark, season one, Parks and Recreation.
Oh, boo. Mark Brandanowitz.
Thank you.
Yeah, not a good character.
He's yeah.
Season, they season tried one. To make him a straight man, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
18, I have a woman, a spicy woman, covered in, looks like, oh, it's a big statue. Okay. Whoa.
Here's some real Dark Souls nerdiness.
Uh-huh.
She looks like... Nishandra, who is the final boss of Dark Souls 2.
Okay.
But it's not.
Obviously. I've played her. I don't even remember, though.
Yeah.
Because you're a dork. So this is another keychain, but it is
that
like
is really cool.
Glass.
It's like high quality.
Yeah, it's like, I guess it's plastic, but it's see-through, and it is the symbol, the dragon's
broken
symbol.
Glass. Ow! Bleeding.
Yeah, it's nice. It's higher quality.
Yeah, that wins, no question.
Oh, but, against what? What was yours?
Exactly. The bookmark. Bookmark. Oh, actually.
Oh, I like the bookmark.
So here's... This might be a rock, paper, scissors to be completely
honest. I think so.
But what I will say about this bookmark...
I'm holding both
I'm sorry. The keychain?
Yeah.
The reason I was laughing so hard at the cookie cutter is it's literally just a shape of a diamond. There's no
right.
details at
yes.
all. For like a little foot in my mouth here, because there's a lot of details in this keychain.
Yes, and a lot of detail on this bookmark.
And it's double-sided. I might go bookmark.
I'm going
keychain?
Let's go rock, paper, scissors. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, 8, 7, 9, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, 8, 7, 9, shoot. Thumbs up. What's that supposed to be?
Start a wrench in the game.
Paper, scissors, 8, 7, 9, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, 8, 7, 9, shoot. Yay! All right. Looks like the keychain wins. We are tied. We are both at 9.
Wow. I feel like this happens a lot.
Very close game. Yes.
Shout out to these. I do want to look now. Insight Editions. They're doing a good job. These are cool.
Like, I mean, they were like $20. So for $20, like each thing is, you know, about worth a dollar.
How much are the... that's a good way of thinking of it.
What? Yeah.
How much for those like Paw Patrol ones we did in the past?
More. Because those are like actual figurines. These are all like paper, you know.
That's fair. But they're like fun and cool.
Yeah, they're interesting. That's worth it. It's a different... this one was kind of, if you remember, the Friends one I had. This one was kind of like the Friends one.
Yes. Jam.
Jam. Right. Yes. 18.
Mango, pineapple, blueberry
Dude,
punch.
This jam is legal. It's 18. Your face. It is! Pineapple ginger.
Oh, I wasn't too far.
I like ginger.
I bet this will be good. I was rolling my eyes. Well, A, because of your joke. B, I thought I was going to be like, oh, is this like some like CBD jam or something?
Nice. This one is thick. Very thick.
Pineapple. What was it? Pineapple ginger?
Mm-hmm.
Ginger candies really well.
It does. Okay.
Oh, I like the smell a lot.
Mostly pineapple.
Very...
I feel like ginger's a strong taste, and I don't really taste it there.
A little bit. It's like a spicy pineapple.
Ooh.
Not like hot spicy, but spice.
Yeah, it's very... I like it. It's not too sweet.
That's something I would love in like a pastry.
Yes, agreed.
That's like a...
You don't see pineapple spreads very often.
You don't, and they're very good. I think the ginger makes it less pineapple-y.
I couldn't taste it very much at all.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a little tip an old chef friend gave me like 15 years ago. You're making burgers? You make the burger patty? Grate ginger.
Mm.
Just a little, however much you want, obviously. But you grate a ginger in there, and you like roll it up, and it brings all the juices out of the meat.
Really?
A little extra, yeah.
Ooh, so it's a juice catcher.
A juice puller, maybe?
Juice puller sounds gross.
Fantastic. All right, 19. Goldman
juice catcher.
Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, 19. You were so ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Yeah, I think this is a duplicate. One.
Is it? It is. Oh, it, yeah. We. It, it's my turn for a pad.
Yes. Yes.
But mine has, like the not quite post-its.
What is on the back?
It's hard. It's like, sorry, the light is just weird.
Oh, sure.
It's like dragons. Just it's like a cool little dragon scene.
Oh, yeah. It's a bunch of dragons. I think
no dungeons.
One, two, three, four, five dragons in the background
yeah,
here.
Yeah, what was yours? It was like the logo.
Yes. Right. I think your pad's much cooler than mine.
Oh, like pad to pad.
These
could be tiebreakers.
I don't know,
like whose pad is cool when we have the
Well, we already know whose pad is cool. It's yours.
No, but like also we have the pencils, but yours is cooler.
19. That's fair. 19. Thank you. Mine's square. It looks like an ornament again. Yep, it's two ornaments.
Yeah.
This one is a blue striped bear head. And it's like blue stripes. And then the
Star Wars Phoenix.
The Star Wars Phoenix towards the sun moon. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny that I'm just noticing is every single one of my containers or envelopes or whatever are very clearly Dungeons and Dragons. Yours are like 50-50 Skyrim holiday theme.
Yeah, generic holiday.
Like number 19 was just Christmas lights.
Yeah. Yep. They were in Skyrim, dude. Christmas lights were.
I can see them doing like a seasonal.
No, it's. I agree, though. Yeah, yours is much better themed.
Yeah. Jam time, baby.
That's you. You win that one.
I think I do.
Well, not jam time. We got to figure out who won.
No, we did that.
Yeah, but you said jam time before that.
Well, I thought we just both jam time. Knew that.
19? Ooh, this one's legal, too. It is. It's true. Okay, strawberry guava.
Oh.
Pretty common, I think.
Strawberry's common, guava is less common.
Well, I see these two together sometimes.
Oh, okay.
An S-berry jiva.
Well, and their strawberry anything is good, so I anticipate, you know, it's...
I don't see seeds. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay.
What do we think?
That's good. Yeah. There's a strawberry guava drink, like bubble.
It's like, this is going to be weird because it's jam. But it's like sticky. It's like a very sticky jam.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
It's like, I feel like it's like adhering to my tongue more than the other ones did. Mm.
Yeah. The whatever they use for fruit pectin, I think it's called, for the concentrating.
Hi, buddy.
They all taste the same.
Oh, thank you so much.
But that one's not bad. I think it's kind of middle of the road.
Yeah, their plain strawberry is much better.
Yes, agreed. But take the guava out. Oh, what are you doing, bud? He was on his peck legs. Yeah. About
you
to
guys,
be naughty.
Reviewing jams.
Hey, you got jams up there?
Oh my gosh, you got 24 jams up there.
Throwing old Timmy's way.
You got 24 jams? You didn't tell old Timmy? What the?
23 jams and one honey, of course.
Oh, excuse me.
We are on 2-0. 20.
Oh, I know that it's a die. Or a 20-sided die.
Die, yes. But it is a pin.
It is a pin.
It's in our pin pin alley.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's in our Pinterest to open it.
it is.
Also. It's like a, I don't know, it's like a unicorn, I guess? Like a unicorn bust? Like a stone unicorn bust?
Yes, it's like a stone unicorn bust around like a gold ring.
Yes, and again, gold, it is ornate a pin. Ring. So
pin, not pen. Right. As some people, Southern, a.k.a. Gene, would say.
Can I get that?
I'll get pan. I need a pen to write with.
I need a pan. Boy, pin. I love Carolina.
And north and south.
That's right.
Timmy, what are you doing?
He's gonna fucking surprise the shit.
He keeps coming up on his hind legs.
Open your tongue. Let's see. I just want to acknowledge is another. It's nice, but again, it's like not Skyrim. It's just like Christmas stars.
More recipes.
Well, depending on what the recipes are, this feels like it could be a rock paper scissors. These are.
There's only one recipe in this one, and it is the sweet roll.
How many dragon eggs does it need?
Let's see. Dragon eggs. No dragon eggs.
Weird. I might give that to
no,
you.
No, that's you.
Really?
Stone unicorn is better than this. Is like the eighth fucking one I've gotten.
Yeah, but it's a dessert recipe.
Yeah, but it's just boring. Talking about the item itself, not what the item would make.
Well, that's fair.
Stone unicorn is pretty cool if you think about it, dude.
Oh well, that's very cool.
Not stoned unicorn.
It's legal.
20. This one more year, can drink.
Do you think they age these jams before sending them out?
I don't know.
This calendar takes
question.
25 years to me.
Quince? Q-U-I-N-C-E. Quince?
I think it's kin. Oh, fuck.
Quince?
It's like Quince? It's a weird pronunciation.
What is it?
I don't know.
Quinces. Q-U-I-N-C-E.
I'm going to live Google this.
Okay. Quince.
Q-U-I-N-C-E.
Is it a fruit?
Is that right? Q-U-I-N-C-E?
Yeah. Correct. Is it a fruit?
This
is weird.
I think so.
I ain't never heard of this.
Oh, yeah. It's like kind of looks like an apple and a bell pepper.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
With, I don't know. It's the sole member of the genus... Or genus, Cydonia in the Malani subtribe of the okay, whatever.
That is very unique.
It is a deciduous tree.
It's almost
that bears hard, aromatic, bright golden yellow palm fruit, similar in appearance to a pear.
Yeah.
Ripe quince, whatever fruits are hard, tart,
nice,
and astringent. Interesting.
Astringent.
All right.
Yeah, very, it's like kind of all spicy in a way. I don't know what I would like in that too. I've never tasted a fruit like that before, especially not a jam.
Hmm. Oh, it's like, I can taste a little pear.
Yeah, I guess it's near pear.
It's like a cinnamon apple pear.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
None
that's
of those?
Saying, it's like almost spicy.
It's like also none of those.
There's no spice added to it, but it tastes spicy.
I would like to try a thing by itself.
Like a quince by itself?
Yeah.
Quince? I'm assuming quince.
I don't know. I feel like it's got a weird name.
Yeah,
like,
it's very weird.
I feel like I've heard it pronounced and been like, oh.
Shit.
What was that? 20?
21.
21. This is a... I don't know what this is.
A smaller one?
Just like the
whatever I got here, you're probably going to get. Or whatever I got in my six.
Let's see.
It's the real question of the ages.
Oh, it's a patch. My turn for a patch.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool, actually. It's blue and in gold writing. It says critical hit.
Oh, that's awesome, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. You can definitely have that.
Fucking thanks, dude.
That's all I got. You're
Yeah, that's gonna be hard to beat because I like the design.
Oh, 20. Oh, 21. No, I'm sorry.
We just did 20. That's why I said one more year. One more year.
Your joke was so good. Oh, that's
pretty okay.
Good.
It's another magnet. It's like the gelatinous one you got, but this one is it's like a horned helmet.
It's like the sort of an unofficial logo.
Of the guy. I think you win this one. The critical hit patch is really cool.
But that is also cool.
Yeah, the magnet's neat. Fucking magnets, dude. How do they work? You know?
Cowhouse.
So unless I think you're gonna walk away with this one. Unless
I need one more, huh?
You actually have you have 12 and I have 9.
Well, this one's 25.
I know.
So
I would have to get every single one from here on out to win.
Yeah. That's not impossible.
It's not impossible.
All right.
We'll see.
Let's see. Oh, we got to eat our 21st jam first.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's legal to drink now. What do you think it'll have for its first drink, the jam? A Smirnoff Ice?
I was trying to think of like how bread is made.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The alcohol. Yeast. Fermentation. Yeast, yeah.
It's going to have something yeasty.
Yeah. Yeast. Mead wine.
Beer. Beer has yeast in it, right?
Yeah, it's like it's yeast and water.
Glühwein, rhubarb strawberry.
Oh, I always like that.
This is a classic, right? I feel like rhubarb strawberry is
strawberry rhubarb, you know, jam pie,
strawberry rhubarb jam pie.
Rhubarbs are a bit more bitter, typically, I believe. Almost like a radish.
See, the rhubarb I think balances the strawberry better than
That's better than the guava one.
What we had was it guava?
The last one we had.
Yeah, and you can taste the strawberry a lot. Like stronger here,
yeah,
but the rhubarb is a nice counterbalance to it.
I'm into it.
That's really good. I'd say that's my favorite strawberry one we've had.
Yeah, I would agree with you. That was good.
Yummy, 22. yummy in Steve's
time. I really like the art on this. I think it's a dinosaur, maybe a dragon.
A dinosaur dragon.
Oh, it's very cool. It's like cell shaded sort of.
Oh yeah, okay. It's a red dragon.
Yeah, with a sunset and and a little
think about your life.
I know another
book. Okay.
Called Beware the Big Bads.
Okay.
And there's, I don't know if these are like normal, like, or like universal creatures.
Uh-huh.
But I know there's stuff with like, it's just like enemies and enemy information.
Oh, okay. Like how much HP they have?
No, but that's what I thought it was. That's why I was confused. But it's fun. It's like this Asurek guy, who is the horny skull LOL guy. It's his hat game gets a one.
Like, oh, that's funny. Yeah.
It's pretty silly.
Another.
It's like punny.
Oh, that is funny. Yeah, there's a dragon. It says, this titan slumbers in the core of the world. Digestive tract strength is all the way.
Yeah.
General all-around strength's all the way. Ability to stay awake without coffee is at 1 of 5. And insatiable hunger is infinity.
That's like so funny.
That is funny.
I like that.
Asurek, the lich is a keeper of the secret of mortality. Affinity for fun vacation destinations is at 0 of 5. Number of lives, too many. Knack for staying hydrated, 1 of 5. Hat game of 5. And taunt skills, 5. Let's see if we can find another one. That's good. I really like that.
Yeah, this is silly.
There's only two more. Let's do them. Right. Tiamat, a goddess of greed for 5 differently colored heads. Oh, that's the dragon one that you have on the background of your pad. Number of heads, 5 of 5. Affinity for family, 1 of 5. Color coordination, 1 of 5. Number of Pantheon memberships, not sure what that means, 3 of 5. And dental bills, 5 of 5.
That's funny.
And then Xanathar is a beholder crime lord that runs a guild in Waterdeep to feed his life of luxury and endless appetite. His willingness to leave his lair is 1 of 5. Love for Silgar is 5 of 5. I don't know what that means. Delegation skills, 4 of 5. And I-beam power, 5 of 5.
That's funny. That's a good
These are
book.
Funny, yes. I like that.
All right.
That'll be hard to beat. 22 we're on?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a must win for Chris Miller.
I know, right? I think I have another book here.
Ooh, you do.
Oh, boy.
What is it?
Skyrim, a sampling of Daedric princes and divines.
Read the whole thing.
Oh, God, it's so boring.
No, don't read it if it sucks again.
Yeah, I'll read one. We got Azura, Mephala, Meridia, Nocturnal, Shegarath, Talos, or Akatosh.
That last one you just said, because it's
Akatosh.
Funny.
Chief deity of the Imperial Pantheon, the Nine Divines, Akatosh is the dragon god of time. Often to be considered the first god, Akatosh embodies endurance, invincibility, and everlasting legitimacy. You win.
Yeah, I do. But that one was at least more comprehensible.
It was, but yeah, but yours is very funny. Yeah, I like the little humor yeah. slant of it.
Well, Steve wins.
He sure does. But does he win my heart? We'll find out at the end of the game.
Oh, okay. Well, we better play the rest. Oh,
okay. okay, we got orange mandarin passion fruit.
Okay. It looks...
I see chunks of rind in here again. I haven't been enjoying the ones where the rinds are in, though.
Me too. It's they really give a lot of flavor.
Yes.
It's a very neat thing to learn.
Neat.
Yeah.
It tastes a lot like the other citrus-heavy ones we've had.
Yeah.
But I can taste the passion fruit in this one and the mandarin.
I'm tasting a lot of things. They're all good.
Yeah.
It's just it's sort of like a fruit punch.
Yeah, it's very similar to the other ones we've had.
It's good.
Points off for similarities.
Oh.
I know.
Man.
Fuck you.
Dear Jelly Place. It's me, Chris.
Jelly Place. I don't know how to say or pronounce or spell your name. Fuck you.
I addressed this envelope to France, so I hope this finds you well.
Three jellies were similar. Listen to
me. They
looked
the same, they smelled the same, and tasted the
and
same.
They also tell me the words of the same.
You got the same fruits it is in them. What's going on?
What is this? All right, 23.
23. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
20, I see 24. I see 25.
Mmm.
Is it a small one? Oh, gosh.
This is your cookie cutter one that I have.
Yes.
It is a cookie cutter. I see it.
It is a cookie cutter.
Okay.
Mine is way cooler.
What is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Let me see. Oh, it's like...
It's like an explosion in the background.
Is there something in there? No, there isn't.
Nope. It's...
Timmy. Buddy boy.
I don't know. I just... I'm looking at the other logos and stuff, too, to see if it looks like anything. I don't know. This is kind of like
it looks like an explosion. Bam.
Yeah, like behind him. You know what I mean? Maybe that's
I guess that's what it is.
Or maybe it's...
It's like spiky and looks like an explosion outline in a comic book.
Yeah. That's kind of...
Weird. I don't know what it's supposed to be.
I also don't know what it's supposed to be. I'm also looking in to see if I, like I said, see any patterns. I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for this one because it's 23 and it's exactly where you got your laptop camera cover stickers. See. Oh, yeah. Oh, yep. I think. Yep.
No
webcam
way.
Cover stickers.
Okay.
Baby. Oh, these are cooler designs. They're like little.
Okay. So here's what I say is for 3 points, be like, which one's cooler?
No, it's okay. You won. I think you won this one too. They're like, I don't know what they look like little time dice or something like that. What would you say?
They might be like the
astrological. Yeah, astrological.
One on the right looks like a constellation. I don't know. Just like what a weird thing.
Yes. Yeah. You don't put like individual stickers on there, but whatever.
That's a blowout.
I love that it was in the exact same spot and was the exact same thing. all right, 23 and me for the jammy. Where is you?
23 and me. Is this one already jeans? Like what? Jeans?
Okay.
Like belongs to Gene, but also jeans.
Oh, jeans.
And like genetic
like
testing.
Genetic genes.
Because 23 and me.
Dude, that's funny.
It's legal.
I'm LOLing over here.
It's legal.
Mango, raspberry, lime.
No way.
What?
I said mango before, not thinking that would ever be a real, like, one of these.
Oh, yeah.
But I love mango anything. I'm
yes,
going to love
I'm
this.
Hoping it's not... I don't think it'll be too...
Maybe it'll taste like a lime Ricky.
Hmm.
It smells good.
It's very raspberry heavy.
You know what it smells like? It smells like a fruit leather.
Yes. It actually tastes like a fruit leather, too.
Yeah.
It's not too mango-y, which I actually like. It's more raspberry. Mm. You got a little kick of lime in there.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's all the flavors, which I would never put together, mix very well together.
That was really, really good. Was it a mango, raspberry, lime?
Yes.
Cool.
Great. You're going to find that one?
I'll try.
Yeah, that one's unique. I wouldn't expect you to put those together.
I wonder if it's also going to be Gene's favorite, because it's 23
and Gene. What?
24.
All right, 24 and 4.
I've been looking at this one. It's like a cool winged... Oh, no, she doesn't have wings. It's like a cool, I don't know, night lady, maybe?
I can't tell. Oh, and it's fighting the...
it looks like it's like her...
It's fighting the cat that we saw earlier with like the tentacles. Oh, maybe.
I think they're friends.
Is this another... Oh, no.
Another standee. Like,
is it a standee?
It is another standee. It is a dragon standee.
Okay.
Excuse me. Oops. It is a dragon standee.
Okay. Does it say what kind of dragon? No, it's just a sexy dragon.
Sexy dragon time.
Yeah. Okay, well, wait, what's kind yours? Of anticlimactic, but it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't.
24. If I swear to God, if I get another recipe card, this looks like a book. Let's see.
If you do get another recipe card, we should do an episode dedicated to Skyrim recipes. Yes.
So this is a Twitch. Book, but it just has the symbol on the front and nothing
like
else.
Like the Skyrim logo? Oh, it's like a... It's
oh,
a
it's note. Like...
It's like a journal?
It's a journal, but it's very small and has four pages. It's if blank.
If you took out all of those four pieces of paper and put them together, it would not equal the size of a single piece
no,
of journal
it would
paper
not.
For an adult.
Did you beat me on this one, too?
I did. Did I?
It was the standee. This is a blank.
It's like a notebook.
Yeah, but like the shittiest notebook of all time.
Well, here, let's take it here. What's cooler, the Skyrim logo or the dragon on my standee?
The dragon on your... Oh, I don't know. But this one can be more functional than... I'm not going to like
what
write
gonna,
on that.
What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with use this standee?
Use it for Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's rock, paper, scissors, I guess.
I think we should.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, 6, 7, 9, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, 6, 7, 9, shoot. All right, you win.
Yeah.
That was paper and scissors. okay. Oh. Steve's at 15. I'm at 9.
Man.
I know.
And
remember what I said at halfway point? I was like, I thought you would be winning this one. And you're like, it's not over yet. And now we've learned that it's true.
Wow.
All right, this will be our last.
It's still
jam.
True because it's still not over yet.
Right. Well, there's four no hours. Way you're gonna win.
Did we start this one?
This one is the last jam.
Last jam. Isn't there like a Save the Last Jam?
Yep.
With oh my gosh, Julia Stiles.
What a good movie. I didn't, you know, it was weird that they set it in a jam factory, but
she has to like get on the dance team for the jam factory.
Yeah, to save the jam factory. okay. Last jam wonderful gets something special.
The jam factory is Santa's best jam maker.
Oh, cherry Christmas spice spread.
Okay. That's...
They did do something special. I always like when the last one has something
yeah.
unique in it.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder what kind of Christmas
maybe
spices.
We're going to open our 25s in the other one. $10,000
cash. I like Christmas spices, generally. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
It was
ooh.
Very stupid.
Oh, well.
Oh, wow. It smells like...
it's nice.
It smells like Christmas. Like,
it's
I,
like
I
if you'd have spiced cider, it'd be all the,
yeah,
be all the
that's
spices
exactly
in
what
there.
It smells like.
Or the spiced wine or whatever you would yeah. have on Christmas.
Mm.
It's nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's unique.
Exactly like mulled wine.
Yes, perfect. Yep. Perfect way to put it. Nice way to end out that calendar.
Yeah, good job.
Good France. Job, bon maman.
Okay, so ignore the difference. Ignore what I said about the stuff tasting the same. Your Christmas won me over, just like a Hallmark movie.
A bon maman. All right, and our last one, 25 in our calendar.
P.S., what's a balm leaf?
Please explain it. You have one that says DM, which right. stands for...
Dominatrix.
Close. Do you actually know?
Minatrix.
Do you know what DM stands for?
A dungeon master.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Good. Right. Or is it? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Isn't there like another term for it?
Not that I'm aware of. I thought it was. DM.
There's like a DM and there's like a
SM, SMS assist. Everyone's favorite company.
It's my turn for a cell phone sticky boy. But I have a dwarf, an archer, and a knight on my
okay,
like
cool.
They're exploring. Oh, and I don't know what that thing in the back is. Sorcerer, maybe?
Yeah.
Like exploring a vault?
Yeah, sorcerer or cleric, maybe?
Cleric, that's the word I can think of.
Okay, kind of a bummer that it's a repeat, but it's okay.
Yeah.
25. Is this... Okay, I was going to say, I swear to God, it looks like... What?
It looks like a Cards Against Humanity card. What is it?
Yeah, it's well, it's, I think it's for your window, but it says Khajiit has wares if you have coin, which is
it's like a meme.
Yeah, it's the meme from the shopkeeper.
Got it.
That's funny.
That's you know, self-awareness finally.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Okay, I'll take that one. Cool. So final score
15
to 15. Wow.
Damn.
Pretty big blowout this year for you.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever won this before.
Because you're usually so polite about giving me the wins.
Well, it's also usually like closer, and it's like usually like I get one extra set of stickers.
That's
you know?
True.
Or like, something. I break something and I'm mad. I'm like, just fucking you win.
Do you have a favorite item and a favorite jam?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear him, bro.
I need to like just, I'm just like looking at
looking through all your items. Yeah.
I think for me, my favorite item.
Yes.
Is the book called Need Help Choosing a Class.
That's pretty cool.
Because it's like, I could read this and be like, oh, I'm starting to understand Dungeons and Dragons.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Like, there's like, they made an effort to make the whole thing enjoyable. And they're like, I'm like, you know what? Now I would go back to day three or whatever it was too. And
it could actually help you choose your class too.
Yeah, honestly. And its only downside is it made me acknowledge that Chris was a gifted kid in elementary school.
That was bullshit. Yeah, I'm sorry you had to do that.
I think that was probably my favorite.
Your coffee stirrers were pretty cool too.
Oh, that was a cool one too.
Yeah, very unique. My favorite, like, mine mostly sucked. The colored pencils.
I feel like that's my line every year.
Yeah. The one thing that rules. I guess the keychain that's clear, like the. Even though that was a tie one, even then it wasn't that great, but it was still cool.
A close second for me, and I had forgotten about this, is the critical hit patch.
Oh yes, I would actually use something I would buy at a store.
It's like my style. Like I'm not a patch guy, but like, right. I like the art style.
It's really cool.
And then favorite jam?
Yes, I have a favorite jam for sure.
I'm gonna say the last one we did, A, because it's Christmas spice. My memory, but B, I've never really had a jam like that before.
Me neither. Yeah.
Chocolate raspberry was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess some of these that I kept over here.
Oh, yeah. You had one that you really liked.
Fig cardamom was very good.
Linden.
Grapefruit
was good. You have the chocolate. I think my favorite was the caramel cinnamon.
Oh, you loved that.
Very unique. And whatever, Keents. I'm just glad I got to try Keents for whatever reason.
Yeah. I was going to Google how to pronounce it. Okay. And I just stopped caring.
Just hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. If you have anything you want to send up our tubes, even though we don't do new episodes consistently anymore, find us on Twitter and Instagram, which still exist, but they're dead. I say we do have a big backlog of Streamed Universe stuffs.
Yeah, it's really fun.
When I feel like it, I'll start uploading again, or maybe Steve can start editing. Who even knows? That's a possibility.
I got to do that.
Yeah, Streamed Universe on YouTube. We still have a ton of videos up there. I would say around 100 we do. Majority of them are Binding of Isaac videos, but we have playthroughs and tryouts of other games as well.
Yeah, this was born during the pandemic. And yes. It's just a fun way for us to hang out without traveling.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. We can keep doing it. Why not? I've just,
I think we established why not.
Because it's just my editing fatigue. But hey, maybe I'll get a kickback from editing these, and we'll start doing them again.
Kickback, wink, money envelope.
Ooh, stop winking my money.
My
envelope.
Gift. Oh no, Dungeons and Dragons gift bag is my favorite.
That was your favorite
because it made your cat fucking freak out in a funny way.
Right? Like, yeah, it was the most animated we were.
Yeah.
Whoa!
To the point that I forgot about it. But yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, Steve, thanks for another lovely advent calendar. And all I got to say left is
I'll Venmo you.
Ow!
Bye.
No, that's high.
No, I know, but
But what?
For the end.
What?
For the episode.
Yeah, but I've said ow, hi. So you got to say woo! Whoa! It's the opposite of ow. So it's bye. Whoa!
Well, you said ow.
Okay, I'll go whoa, and then you say bye. Okay? 3, 2, 1. What? No, like not at the same time. I'll go whoa, you go bye as a response. 3, 2,
bye.
One. Whoa.
Bye.
Any kitties whining this whole two podcasts, and if I hear one whine, you're going to hear from my lawyer. His name is Steve.
This tastes like Fresca.
He's usually in his own world and doesn't really listen to anything I say, but he's a good lawyer nonetheless.
When did you want to get started?
Anytime you want, sweet, sweet lawyer boy. Okay.
I'm just kidding. Whoa.
Yeah, they're going to
be fighting. Cat fight. Na, 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 cat fight.
They're gonna distract us this entire time.